6 o'clock Central Time at Kix96.1, HighPlainsRadio.net, the KICX app, and our Kix96.1 YouTube channel. Time for another night of Bison football tonight back at Wyland Field. Nice to have some home games, no question. Bison will host the Ogallala Indians. Coming up in our Wagner Ford pregame, we'll hear from both coaches. Head coach Joe Fetrowski, but Cook. Head coach Brett Bauer over at Ogallala. We'll have our Bison senior interview this week with senior Alex Landry, who's had a nice season offensively and defensively. And we're going to talk with Bison, former Bison standout. Now he's the offensive line coach at Millard South High School, DJ Gross. But that team is number one team in Class A. One loss in the season. We'll talk to DJ how the season has gone as they are getting ready for the playoffs here in a couple of weeks. Wagner Ford pregame moves on Kix96.1 and the Kix96.1 YouTube channel.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Service after the sale at Wagner Ford Toyota.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where
for all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Ford Toyota. Here you'll get both superior technical service and personal attention from our factory-trained technicians. They're here to make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Ford Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame moves on here at Kix96.1 or Kix96.1 YouTube channel. Last night, Millard South picked up another win last night, now 6-1. Their offensive line coach is none other than Mr. DJ Gross, of course, former Bison standout. Of course, UNK as well. We talked to DJ before the season started. They had the big game out in Arizona, DJ, and that one, you lost that game, but you've won every game since then. But that Arizona team was probably the best team of your schedule. They had a lot of D1 guys going to be going on and play big time schools. And so no shame to lose that one to kind of kick off the season.
Absolutely. You know, yeah, there's no moral victories with this game, but if you're, I guess, to have one, we had a lot of opportunities to win that game. We didn't go down there and play our best, but we didn't get blown out. We got stuffed on a 4th-and-1 to go up 2 possessions, and football's a game of momentum. They caught momentum and they went up. We ended up losing by 2 touchdowns. So we had a lot of opportunities. Like I said, not a lot of moral victories, but if you're looking for one, I guess, I mean, those guys, they have two really good sophomores that are projected to be 5 stars here within the next year or so. and they went down to California, played the number 9 team in the country, Mission Viejo, and they only lost by a field goal. So, you know, you kind of see the scores like that, and you're like, you know, maybe we're a little better than we think, you know. And then, obviously, like, we came back to Nebraska and been playing really well since. But, yeah, they were a really good team. It was a really fun trip, and it'll be a fun one to play them again next year.
Now, have they lost a game yet?
Yep, they just lost that one game to the number 9 team in the country out in California.
They did lose a game, so no question. And yes, you'll get the return trip. They'll come to your place next year.
Absolutely, yeah. We're excited about that. You know, our kids will be ready to go because they were pretty upset after that loss. Thought we didn't play great, and they'll be ready to go for that one.
Since then, DJ, a lot of lopsided games, put up a lot of points offensively, and not giving up a lot of points defensively. You're scoring 50, 60 points every time out.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, and it's great to see our kids are playing well. It shows all the work that they put in the off season. They're really gelled together, especially, you know, me being offensive coach, offensive side of the ball, it's really good. You know, they were putting up all these points and they still come and they still want to get better, and we know there's stuff to work on. But keep in mind, like, these teams that we're putting up all these points on, they're not all slouch games. You know, we played Millard, North Kearney, Papillion, La Vista, and they were all ranked top 5 when we played them. You know, and we just happened to go out and win 50 or 40 points, you know. Defensively, we're playing well. It's just, you know, we got to keep finding ways to get better and keep move on and just stay ready, because you never know when you're going to find yourself in a tight one.
Yeah, that Kearney game in week 3 was kind of hyped to be a big one, but 52-3, it was not. I mean, you guys went out there and did what you had to do, another lopsided big win there.
Absolutely. You know, and we're advantaged because we have two, maybe three guys who play offense and defense, and that's about it. So offensively, we run. We snap the ball as fast as we can, and we just wear people down. And Coach Cool and Kearney, they play complete opposite style of ball. They take the entire play clock before they snap it. And once we get rolling, it's hard to stop. And, you know, before you knew it, it was 21-0 first quarter, and you look on their sideline, they got dudes tapping their heads, ready for a breather. It just, once it happens in a hurry, and that's kind of what's been fortunate for us these last few weeks.
You get a chance, of course, Coach, on the O-line, and I take it those guys are really gelling and playing really well right now.
Yeah, they're getting better. You know, like I said, it's these games you can easily get yourself, like, feeling as a kid, feeling real confident, like, what do I need to get better on? But my kids, they show up and they want to get better. We stay on and practice, and they're finding their stride a little bit, and they're finding out what kind of team we are and what we need to do to be successful moving forward.
I'll tell you, DJ, none of these last three games, Lincoln High, North Platte, and Benson, you got to play the games. You can't overlook anybody, but on paper, it could be the same result here over the next three games, what you've seen in the first six games.
Absolutely. You know, it's the unfortunate part of, you know, Class A football. Sometimes you get matched up with teams like this, and we've been putting a lot of points on, and these teams haven't been winning. We're not overlooking anybody, but we have to find a way to get better focusing on ourselves rather than focusing on the other teams this week. That's kind of been the message, and so we've been doing a lot less scout team periods where we're practicing against JV kids, and we're practicing our starting offense versus starting defense, because, you know, especially we have 3 weeks in a row, that could be, you know, if you don't take it seriously, that you could lose a lot of steps heading into the playoffs, and you definitely don't want that. So, but the kids have handled it really well, and we're going to show up and take care of business and move on to the next.
Now, Omaha West Side and Elkhorn South are both 6-0. You don't play them in the regular season. Have you guys had a chance to watch them in person, game film, and these guys, these other two teams that are undefeated teams, are they for real this year as well?
They are, and I haven't had a chance to watch them in person yet. You know, we are fortunate that we play Thursday night this week, actually, and then Elkhorn South and Omaha West Side play on Friday night. So I'm sure we'll all go up to the game and get a chance to watch them. And, you know, you hear scores and whatnot, and you hear from other people. And, you know, they're still legit. West Side's a two-time defending champion. They're not overlooked. You know, they're number one team in the state and should be. They haven't lost a game in 2 or 3 years, you know. And Elkhorn South, you hear a lot of good things about them. They got a lot of good pieces coming back, and they were in the state finals, and they knocked South out of the semis last year. So, not overlooking anybody, but yeah, those are the two teams that we just definitely keep our eye on and see how they're performing throughout the season.
How about classes, everything? Yeah, it's your first kind of big year coaching, teaching there. Everything going well in the classroom as well?
Absolutely. You know, got here in the middle of the season, and I kind of found my stride, like not feeling too stressful. I'm kind of know exactly what I need to do. I'm in a routine. Everything's going pretty good. It's hard to complain. I got a lot of good students and people to work with, and so it's going pretty good.
You had a chance. I do believe we saw you over there at the Waverly-McCook game. We had a chance to watch the Bison a little bit, didn't we?
Absolutely, yeah. So we played. That was right after we played Kearney. We had a couple string of games there where we played on Thursday night, which at the time felt like it stunk. And I woke up Friday. I'm like, I forgot McCook played in Waverly, so I got the chance to go over there and watch. And it was a good game. Waverly pulled it out, but McCook played well, and they are having a pretty good year so far.
And a reminder to folks out here in McCook in Western Nebraska, I bet you have some family and friends that will be up in North Platte. You play up in North Platte on the 18th. I bet you got you'll have a pretty good contingent of family and friends up there for that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, we play there next Friday, and I have quite a bit of people who have already told me that they were coming, you know, and I get a lot of support from people from McCook, so I'm sure there will be more there than I'm expecting, too. You know, I'm excited about that trip for that reason. So that way I can see a lot of family, friends, if they do come up. So I'm excited about that.
Always great to talk to DJ Gross over Millard South, coaching that offensive line. And that Millard South team is going to be really tough come the playoffs. We will take a break, get to our senior interviews, and talk to senior Alex Landry. That's coming up here shortly. The Wagner Ford pregame moves on Kix 96.1.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Yeah. No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon... Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Financing available. Also, a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
If you're expecting expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here, Kix 96.1 or Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. This year, our Bison senior interview, this guy's been busy. Every game, offense, defense, special teams, never comes off the field. That's senior Alex Landry. I don't think you'd have it any other way, man. You want to be on the field at all times. That's why I'm here. I want to play, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. I haven't been out the past 3 years, so this is my first year out, senior year. I want to be on the field. I want to be helping my team as much as possible. So I'm glad that coaches got me put in this position.
I bet looking back, you're thinking, gosh, what was I doing? I should have been out for football. You wish you had those years back?
I do wish I had those 3 years back. Made some mistakes over the summer that kept me from playing. So I definitely wish I could take some of those mistakes back and be out of there on that field all 3 years. But, you know, sometimes it doesn't play that way.
But here you're playing now. And what was it like last week? The 72-yard bomb from Trenton, you know, to get your team on the board right before the half. That was a big play right before the half, and catching a long pass like that for a score.
So coach came up to me, said we're probably going to be running this passing concept here the next drive, and Trenton came up to me, said, you know, if you're open, just be expecting the ball. So I ran my route, and I saw some open grass, and, you know, balls in the air. I saw it, and as soon as I caught it, I just saw open field and took it to the house. So there we are.
Yeah, no question. That's a dream of every kid. It's a score, but a scoring on a pass and a big important play at the time before the half was big, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were very excited. It was a big momentum changer. At least so we thought. Going into half, we were, you know, set a two score down. We were only one score down. You know, we thought it was going to be a big momentum changer. So it was pretty big in the moment.
I know, a bummer of a loss, but hey, you always got next week, and to get prepared for Ogallala coming to town. You got three games left. You guys are still in playoff contention, playoff hunt, at an Ogallala team that tonight you've watched a lot of game film. This is a team you can't look past, can you?
No, you can't look past any team, even what their record shows. They may be 1-5, but they got some dudes, and pretty much they're going to come out and they're going to want to ruin our season. So we got to take it to them, especially home field. And we got to just take advantage of the games that we got left. So,
what do you like, offense or defense better?
Definitely would say offense. I like getting the ball in my hands and taking off and scoring touchdowns and all that kind of stuff. So,
but maybe defense. Maybe tonight's the night of pick six.
Never know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I'm going to be playing much defense, but we'll see. If I get in, we'll go for it.
So. Yeah, no question. It's a little bit different type of offense that Ogallala runs, so maybe not as many DBs needed for this time, huh?
Yeah. It's definitely a heavy run game, that's for sure. And when they pass, it's not very often. So,
well, it's been fun watching it in football this year, and of course watching in basketball last year. And I tell you, on the track and field scene, you came along last year, had a good spring.
Yeah. Track, I went out all 3 years so far, freshman, sophomore, junior. And last year I was lucky enough to be able to go to state with three great guys. We ran our butts off, but, you know, we couldn't get it done. But it was definitely a surreal experience, so it was awesome.
I wish I could be saying that we're looking forward to seeing this spring, but you've got some other things coming up. You're going to be graduating. Tell us about it at midterm. Is that right?
Yeah, so I'll be done at midterm, and I'm thinking beginning of January, probably first week, me and my sister are going to be moving out to Kentucky, and I'm going to be hopping straight into the Air Force. So
what's about Kentucky that stands out? A family, or what's about that state that stands out?
So we do have some family there. My cousin and her husband lives there with my two nephews and my niece. And so pretty much my sister got an internship at Bellarmine University, and she asked me if I wanted to move in with her, and I just jumped on the opportunity and said sure. Lived there from 8 to 11, I'm pretty sure the ages that I lived there. Dad was military, so you know, we moved all around the country, but it was decent time. We'll be living near Louisville, Kentucky, and that's pretty much what brought me there. So
all right, so what can you tell us, what kind of work would you like to get into?
So I'm hoping to just get into some type of skilled trade. Caterpillar is definitely the number one on my list. Okay. So that's the position I'm hoping to get.
Big company, huh?
Yeah, very big company, especially in Kentucky. They got a lot of construction and everything going on over there, so we need to be able to fix their machines and everything. So,
but you got some football left to do in a couple of weeks. You got the playoff run. Hopefully, you're still on this football field for a good month or so of playing, right?
Yeah, definitely not trying to rush anything, and I want to take advantage of every single moment that I got, especially at Wyland Field. First year playing on it, and it's amazing just to be under the lights at a stadium like that. So definitely not trying to rush anything, and want to take advantage of the time that I have left.
Appreciate the time, Alex. Thank you for a good story. Great story that folks get a chance to know a little bit more about you, and best of luck in this one.
Yep, thanks so much.
So, been our Wagner Ford pregame, our senior interview with senior Alex Landry. We'll take a break. We got more Bison pregame coming up on Kicks 96.1.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Newly remodeled with you in mind. Hi, this is Christy Dom, owner of Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments. We believe in funerals customized to every family. By adding personalization to each funeral, we recognize just how unique your loved one is. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
If our award-winning lineup of vehicles wasn't enough, here's one more reason to choose Wagner Toyota. With every new purchase, you also get Toyota Care. For the first 2 years or 25,000 miles, we will cover oil changes, tire rotations, and multi-point inspections. Plus, 24-hour roadside assistance with lockout protection, flat tire changes, jump starts, towing, and more. Choose Wagner Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
You're gonna save, save, save when you buy a car from us today.
A little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Pre-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues on Kix 96.1. Let's get to the coaches now. Head coach Brett Bauer, head coach of the Ogallala Indians. Coach, I know record-wise has not been the greatest for you this year, just the one win. Got a couple of games left in the schedule, but, you know, looking back, that team last year was pretty darn good. Won seven games and a playoff team last year. You lost the Rizek brothers to graduation, the Gasky kid to graduation. That's a couple of big-time playmakers right there. Some others, well, that senior class was pretty good last year.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's you're exactly right. You lose a great senior class, and, you know, we don't have very many seniors right now at our school. We have, I think, we have four seniors on our roster, and we have no seniors on our volleyball, girls basketball, or boys basketball rosters. So I had a couple seniors that will wrestle and do track and cross country, but we just have one of those small senior classes right now in our school, and makes a big impact, but, you know, like you said, I'm really, really proud of the guys we got. Our junior class has really stepped up into a phenomenal leadership role. You've seen a couple of sophomores step up in leadership. And so our guys are playing as hard as they can every single week. It's been a season in which we probably have had one of the toughest schedules we've had probably since I've been here. I think we, at one point, we're playing five straight Division One teams, and with the exception of Sydney and Cozad, you know, we stood in and battled really hard with the Garings and Chadrons and Gothenburgs and the teams we played. So we're hoping to finish this thing strong. We're a little healthier now than we were a week ago, so that's something that's been really welcomed by us. But I still think that we're a team that can, you know, each and every Friday night, you know, we play hard and take care of the ball. I think we've taken games deep into the second half, which is what we want to do and have a shot to win at the end. And I think you're exactly right. As we finish up the season, we feel like we can do that in every game still.
Well, that Sydney team, you think you take a step back from last year, but another Doty back, and they just have not missed a step. We don't play them this year, but boy, they haven't missed a step from last year, have they?
They did not take a step back. They took multiple steps forward. That's a team that if the bracket goes right, can play in a state final. That's far and away the best team I've seen since I've been in Ogallala. This is my eighth year here, and you know, for us, that was the worst timing for us to play that game. We had kids that was kind of the climax of all of our injuries kind of hitting at the wrong time, and we had kids playing in that game that really needed valuable JV reps a lot more than they needed valuable varsity reps, but it is what it is. Sydney's that was a really, really impressive team, and they're really good.
Eden Kane back for you, quarterback. Good to have some experience back behind center this year. How's he fared in his now junior season for you?
Yeah, far and away one of my favorite quarterbacks I've ever had is Eden, and this always makes you feel good when you have a returning quarterback coming off of a starting season as a sophomore. He is just calm, cool, collected, nothing really rattles him. He's the perfect leader for high school football team, and he is the epitome of dependable, competitive spirit, and I think our team really follows him. So Eden's just a guy that it's really, really simple to build teams around him and know that he's going to be the guy that will reflect what you want culturally and what you want from an accountability standpoint. So doing a great job, found some running lanes last week against Sydney. Was one of our bright spots, I thought, last week was his play against Sydney, and he's kind of getting into a groove again, and I think he's going to finish the season really, really well.
And Sawyer Smith, a guy that, well, every stat you have, he's at the top of the list in every pretty much stat you have, isn't he?
Yes, he is, and another phenomenal player, another phenomenal junior. He's a guy that obviously, we knew coming into the season a lot of things were going to go through him, and probably doesn't change too much next year when we get into that whole thing. But, excellent ball carrier, tough, hard runner, one of our top defensive guys we've seen around here in a few years as far as just instinctual ability to play the game and gets us out of some holes on special teams. So Eden Sawyer are kind of a great 1-2 mix, and like I said, you could probably mentioned just about every junior's name, whether it's Leon Seibert, Blake Robb, Jacob Fanning, even Amazing Clarkson stepping up in some roles. So we really like our junior class and are excited to see kind of what, you know, going through a year like this, how that's going to drive. These guys are already great weight room guys. They're guys that participate in multiple sports. And so it's a group that we feel really excited about building around for the future, just because of kind of the kind of men they are.
And I see you've got another Rizek boy, a sophomore on the list, and hopefully he's as good as the rest of them.
Yeah, and he's got a brother that we're trying to get out for next year, but Brock's been a real welcome addition as a sophomore, didn't play as a freshman, and we think as he continues to get comfortable, and that's kind of what this year is, it's a developmental season for him, and we feel that he's somebody that probably will really help take the load off of next year's senior class when he gets comfortable as a defensive player and in his offensive role. He's somebody that we think has a very, very bright future.
Coach, I'm sure you've watched a little game film on the Bison. Your thoughts on what you see out of McCook, and you're going to try to pick up a big road win coming up on Friday.
Yeah, I think offensively they haven't changed too much. You still see some glimpses of kind of what they used to always hang their hat on in the power run game. Team that's getting, I think, their quarterback looking at, you know, he's a guy that became a starter midway through the season last year, and so I think it's okay to label him as a returning starter, and I think he's getting more and more comfortable every week. Obviously, the loss of Quentin Perry, you know, a player like that leaves any of our teams. That's a hard thing and real unfortunate to see things that happened there with him. But I think that, you know, defensively, you see a little different defensive scheme than what they were doing, at least against us last year. So we kind of think that they're probably going to look to play a little differently than what they did last year. And I think another week playing in that kind of odd front look will be something that they probably can continue to get a little more comfortable in. I think they, similar to us, have seen a very difficult schedule coming off the Hastings game. I think Hastings is a team that can line up and really run and put the kind of points they put against Holder and Shakur McCook against anybody. So, tough place to play, fun place to play. It's a place that we're excited to go down. And we break our season into three-game segments, and this is the first game of the final segment. It's one that we'd like to see us be successful in and compete and want, like I said, get this thing deep into the fourth quarter and see what happens.
Head coach Brett Bauer at Ogallala High School. We'll hear from head coach Joe Vetrosky. We'll talk Bison football coming up here shortly on Kix 96.1.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Yeah.
No, I didn't actually.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Do you hear it? You don't? Well, I do. It's your lawn crying for food. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and grab all the food for your lawn. D&S has ultimate fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Fertilizing it now will give your lawn the power it needs to survive the up-and-coming winter months. Also, it's still not too late to kill weeds and put pre-emergent to prevent weed growth in the spring. Feed your lawn now by heading to D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Finance it available. Also, a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Backyard.
Divinity Motors on East B Street in McCook is your authorized dealer for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Honda, Yamaha, and still, where else can you buy a new Ram pickup or a car, a motorcycle or ATV, a chainsaw, leaf blower, lawn and garden equipment at the same place? It's all at Divinity Motors on East B Street in McCook. Remember, it's not a deal unless it's a Divinity deal.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
You have projects around the yard that need to get done, but if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment, and the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
Yes. I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
In this ever-changing financial world, there's one bank you can always count on. That's Horizon Bank. They make changing banks a breeze. Visit them at 312 West 1st Street, and their great team will help switch over all of your ACH, bill pay, and online banking services to Horizon Bank's easy-to-use products. They guarantee you will receive the greatest customer service possible from their staff. So what are you waiting for? Head on down to Horizon Bank. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wagner Ford pregame continues here, Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Ogallala and McCook, we just had a chance here from head coach Brett Bauer talking about the Indians. Head coach Joe Fetrosky talking Bison football. I'm back here at Weiland Field coming up tonight. Hopefully, coach, been a good week. And you got a couple of games remaining on the regular season. You got two at home, one on the road next week at Bearcat Stadium. Hopefully a good week. Guys, feeling good, looking good, and ready for the Indians tonight.
Yeah, Rich, I think you hit it on the head right away. We get to come back home again after playing Hastings last week, and so that's always exciting to be able to play at home and, you know, play a team that we're very familiar with for many years, and which is Ogallala. And their season obviously hasn't gone the way they wanted, but, you know, when it's Ogallala McCook, you can just throw the records out. It's going to be a tough physical matchup, and so I feel like our guys have responded to that this week. You know, we're coming off a tough loss to Hastings, where, you know, we felt like we were in it all the way to the end, and unfortunately we just didn't make enough plays. So we've tried to go, you know, through practice this week, get some things ironed out, and, you know, really get ourselves ready for this Ogallala game, because they do some things differently. They run a different style of offense with this double wing, and they literally pack you in a phone booth, and you try to do everything you can to stop it. They're just fine with 3 or 4 yards in a cloud of dust and chewing up the clock, and that's going to be a challenge. And we had a tough time a year ago stopping it, and so that's been a lot of the motivation this week to come back and see if, you know, the goal is to improve, obviously, from how it went a year ago and get ourselves back on track.
A lot of folks have been asking, why are we playing Ogallala? They're a C1 school. Well, you feel, yeah, you're back in Class B and everything, but you got to fill some of those weeks with some schools, and you got a couple of C1 schools, and why not? Ogallala's just in the north. They've always been a big rival of ours, so kind of glad to see Ogallala kind of stay on the schedule a little bit, aren't you?
Oh, sure. I mean, the reality is geographically where we're at, spot in the state. You got to find teams and you got to find opponents. You just look at our schedule. We've traveled a long ways this year, and that's just reality where we're at. We embrace that. But it's perfectly fine to have, you know, an Ogallala on the schedule. That's only a couple hours away and is a very competitive school. And, you know, we played Aurora earlier this season, and it's not unusual to play some different classification on our schedule. We're just excited again. It's week seven. It's crazy. Here we are, week seven. We're coming down the stretch of the season. There's a lot of things to play for us right now. So we're not really focused on, you know, the records or, you know, classification here or there. We're just ready. It's week seven, and we got a lot of things that we're trying to get done here down the stretch of the season. And so Ogallala is the next one up.
How's everybody feeling this week? Injury situation, what's it look like there?
You know, I think right now, other than Quentin Terry, still out with injury, and so we'll see if we'll be able to get him back in the next couple of weeks. But you know, as far as injury front, the knock on wood, the bumps and bruises of week seven. I mean, nobody at this point in the season is going to be feeling 100%. That's just part of the season. That's what you go through in a season. And right now, we're just trying to rehab, trying to, you know, be smart about practice. And what we're doing, because as you go through the course of the season, those things come into consideration as far as, you know, how long are you out there, what's really necessary to get done. You want to make sure you're getting done what you need to do, but you also got to realize it is week seven, and you're coming down the biggest stretch of the season right now, so you want to be as fresh as you can for Friday, and that's really gone into the game plan and how we've approached this week to go out tonight against Ogallala and be as fresh as we can be to go out and execute. We're going to have to execute on all phases of the game if we're going to expect to come out on top.
Take a break. We'll talk more about the Indians and what they bring to the table. Coming up shortly, Bison football pregame continues next on Kicks 96.1.
If you're expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this High Five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Well, Coach, you talked about earlier with the style of offense. You go from one week with Hastings spreading everything out, four or five receivers, and throwing the ball all over the place, and the Ogallala team probably won't. They'll throw maybe a little bit, but not as much as Hastings, I would think.
No, not as much as Hastings. The only reason that Ogallala will throw is because we make them throw it. And that's going to be the challenge ahead of us in that type of offense that they run. And, you know, for us, they you look at their personnel and the guys they have. I mean, their team really runs around the Sawyer Smith kid. That's a good player. I mean, he runs the ball extremely hard on offense. And then on defense, he plays safety for them and seems to be on almost every tackle. You know, know, they got their quarterback back from a year ago, and so that's always a bonus. We know about that when you can get your quarterback back with experience. And they've just been trying to plug and play some guys. There's no question they're a younger team. But with a young team, you continue to get better each and every week, and they have. They've gotten better each and every week, and, you know, they've played Gearing tough for a long time. And, you know, Sydney jumped them early in that game, but as Ogallala started to settle in and Sydney had a couple turnovers, they kind of stymied them for a while. So Ogallala has been definitely a competitive team all year. The win column doesn't show it, but they're going to be ready to come in and play. And we, like I said, we've been focusing on ourselves and making sure that we're ready for a different style of offense that they're going to run. But also defensively, they run an aggressive style of defense, and we're going to have to execute well on offense, on the running and the passing, to be able to generate some offense and get as many points on the board as we can.
I would think maybe this week, want to get back to that ground game at, 52 yards, I think, rushing. You'd like to see that increase a lot more for this game, wouldn't you?
Yeah, we need to get the ground game back going again. Unfortunately, we just weren't able to get it going as well as we wanted to last week. Specifically, one drive in particular in the second half, we kind of fizzled out a little bit when we needed it most. And we got to get that back going again, because obviously running the ball sets up everything else, especially our play-action game and things of that nature. So we got to get that back going again. We got to get Tristan back going again. Our offensive line is excited to get back out there this week and see what, you know, kind of run game we can generate against a pretty stiff defense in the box. And so that's the challenge ahead of us, and our guys are ready to embrace that.
Well, I tell you, but that passing game, it kind of gets you excited a little bit for what you can do. Big play last week, the big 72-yard touchdown bomb from Trenton to Dalek. Plays like that get you excited to throw the ball around.
It does, especially when you got guys like we have on the perimeter with Miles Pullman and Alex Landry and Ethan Schmidt and those guys. We've even, you know, been playing Trip Riley and Ty Junker and those guys. We got a lot of guys at the receiver position we feel really good about. And, you know, like I said, if we can get the ground game going, that's going to get those guys to cheat up in the secondary on their defense and going to give us a chance to hit some big plays down the field. And, you know, that's where we want to be able to utilize those guys, and so it all starts with that run game. So that's been in the game plan this week to try to get that going again.
And it never gets old beating Ogallala. You know that as a player over the years now coaching. Boy, you can beat this team whether their place or here at Wyland Field. It always makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah, Ogallala has always been, like I said, a great matchup over the years. We have a lot of history of great games for a long time. And so getting Ogallala on the schedule just seems fitting and being able to play them again. And so, you know, even going back to Class B, we didn't know exactly who we'd be playing. And so getting Ogallala on the schedule, it definitely gets you excited for whatever week they happen to fall into. And so our guys are feeling that this week.
Best of luck, sir. We'll talk after the game.
Thanks, Rich.
Bison football coach Joe Fetrosky. Back with more of the pregame. Bob and I will check the lineups as well from here from Wyland Field next on Kicks 96.1.
MNB, there is a difference.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with MNB Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-needs, and monuments. Stop by today and let our staff assist you. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, 305 West C Street in McCook.
The pregame show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Wyland football, Wyland Field, Bison football, Kicks 96.1, Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Man, it's been a long day. Rich Barnett, Bob Golke. Bob take looks at me going, what in the world have you been drinking?
Take two.
What's in that bottle? It's water down there. I promise you, it's water. Doesn't look like water, but it's water.
All right, fair enough.
Here we go. Bison football. We'd like to, first of all, welcome our listeners up in the Ogallala area. our good buddy Corey Anderson and company up at KOGA. We are giving them a feed tonight on News Radio 930 KOGA and iHeartRadio as well. Tonight, Bison and Ogallala Indians, two teams, Bob, that looking for wins. Ogallala, it's been tough pickings. Boy, they... I'm stunned at the roster. I'm having 28 guys out. I'm not for sure what the whole story is, but that is not the Ogallala I know from the past years we've been covering football.
Yeah, exactly. No, again, my son graduated in 04, and I remember several Ogallala McCook football games there that were just absolutely tough as nails at either place. But, yeah, Indians have played a really tough schedule, too. I mean, they played their share of Division I teams and hung in there, as Coach Benson kind of indicated on his interview. But, yeah, things don't get any easier tonight because you've got a very, very hungry McCook Bison football team. They want to kind of get the bad taste of that Hastings game out of their mouth, as they say. So, again, I expect them to have a few fireworks for tonight. So, again, it'll be very interesting to see how Ogallala responds as well.
Yeah, as Coach Petroski said, the pregame, we go in offense last week where Hastings slugging around four or five receiver sets, and boy, Tucker Sinek had a whale of a game, 335 yards passing. We're going to an Ogallala offense that he's put it. It's like you're in a phone booth, the double wing in tight. And so it's two completely different offices one week to the next.
Yeah, exactly. No, I noticed, obviously, during warm-ups, I didn't get a chance to really watch any film or highlights or anything on Ogallala, but I saw him warming up, and I immediately thought Scott's Bluff. I mean, that's what came to my mind, watching them with the double wing there. So this will be very interesting. It's, again, going to put a lot of pressure on Bison defenders to be very disciplined.
We'll see the Ogallala offense on the field first. They won the toss, and they wanted the ball right away. So we'll see that Ogallala offense in there, led by a returning starter in Eden Kane, who's a returning starter back and quarterback. We're going to see a lot of Sawyer Smith tonight. Their tailback, their running back from last year. They've got, you know, some underclassmen. You mentioned before, they've got nine freshmen on the roster. Of the 28, nine are freshmen this year.
Yeah, I think it was actually, I miscounted, there was actually eight. But, yeah, still a significant number. But, again, this football team is kind of junior-heavy, actually mirroring McCook, who is much more junior-heavy. So, again, for them, it's going to be getting their experience because, again, they were so senior-heavy last year. So, again, the matchups are really going to be interesting. And, again, a new challenge for the Bison offense to go against this defense, and again, vice versa, too. A total different game plan in stopping this Ogallala offense.
And of course, the Bison defense, you got to read, it's the old thing, you got to read your keys. Don't get fooled on this double wing offense. You make sure that person has the ball, because you could see a couple of different, you know, misdirections and stuff like that with that. Something McCook hasn't faced before. We've seen the double wing years and years and years, but you just got to adjust from one week to the next, and we'll see if the Bison can do it tonight.
Exactly right. No, again, just be very disciplined, read your keys, and stay in your areas. But, again, that kind of offense, too, it doesn't take much. You get a crack, and somebody breaks one. And, again, that's why, again, the discipline is so important. But I'm going to be very interested to see how bunched, so to speak, the Bison defense will be. Are they going to have, the old 10-man in the box or 11-man in the box, so to speak, to try and stop that running attack?
Beautiful night, 78 degrees, got a little cloud cover, no rain in the forecast. This cloud's supposed to burn off eventually and clear up, but 78 degrees, not too bad here. You would have told me in October 10th or 11th, it'd be 78 degrees at kickoff. It said you're crazy.
I mean, this is just fantastic. Field still in good shape. Actually, you could use a sprinkle or two around here. But, again, yeah, just a great night for football. The wind is really negligible at all right now.
We've got our anthem coming up. We'll take a three-minute break. Let's take 3 minute stations and back with the kickoff. Ogallala McCook coming up in just a moment.
Refreshing news. Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
Service after the sale at Wagner Ford Toyota.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where people care?
For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Ford Toyota. Here you'll get both superior technical service and personal attention from our factory-trained technicians. They're here to make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Ford Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very- very nice.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof, Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon... Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Pre-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Ford Toyota. Best of luck, Bison, from Wagner Ford Toyota, located on the corner of West 2nd C in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Rich Barnett, Bob Golke back in. Carl Riemann running the camera tonight. Can't forget, Carl. We were up here a little earlier tonight, so we got things situated there on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube camera. It was my fault last week, so I take full responsibility. Ready to go for football between McCook and Ogallala. Again, our listeners up in the Ogallala area, Keith County, on News Radio 930 KOGA and iHeart Radio. I can officially say that I was on iHeart Radio in my career. How about that?
I mean, listenership skyrocketing as you speak.
You bet. Corey and those guys. Corey's been doing this a long, long time, and we've met up many, many times, football, basketball games over the years. Gunner Caps will kick it off for McCook. It'll be Sawyer Smith, Eden Kane back to return. Gunner, last week we kind of pooch-kicked it a few times. Let's see what happens. This guy, straight away, it's still going to be short. Picked up about the 12, 15, 20. Bison kickoff coverage has been iffy last couple of weeks. We returned about the 26, 27-yard line. And that was Sawyer Smith. Blake Robb, the junior center, brings him up. Robb, the junior center, Jace Hammett at a guard. And the rest of that offensive line we'll get in just a little bit. The Bison offensive front, we'll see. I'm sure we'll see a lot more four-man front than a three-man front. If you're going to pack it in tight with that double wing, probably in tight. We'll have to wait and see. Yeah, we're going to play
like almost a five-man front.
Exactly right. Bring those linebackers up close. Oliver Corbett on one end, Davian Hanson the other one with three down linemen. And those linebackers looking about 11 in really, really tight. Double wing look, Kane. As it'll be Smith on a little toss pitch, right side, 30, 31, push the pile, 32, 33 yard line. Picked up 5 yards in the play. I'm thinking Ogallala, you know, I haven't watched much film, but it's a case where, again, low numbers. These guys got to play a lot of minutes. Both sides to football, yeah. It hits them in the second half,
yeah,
I think.
There's probably, I mean, of the 11 players there, I'll bet you 9 of them out there probably go both ways or close to that. Again, Trey Tiller on that last tackle along with Davian Hanson. Just a little toss pitch to the right.
Indians, again, ball right smack dab between the hashes on 2nd and 4, gain of 6 and first down. We're just in a way here. McCook and Ogallala, Bison out of their district for the first time in a couple of weeks. It's going to be Kane on his quarterback keeper. Spins, comes to his R near side here to about the 35-yard line. Picked up some yardage. It's going to be third and short, third and about one.
Yeah, again, we're going to have a lot of hard time identifying tacklers' wrist tonight, again, because the pile is just going to be, again, it's going to be three, four, five bison in there at a time. And, again, that last play was just a mirror image of the previous play, just went to the left instead of the right.
That was Colby Novak, the 44, was on the carry. Boy, you just got to, they're all crowded in. It's like, who has the football? Got the double, you got the two wings, you got the tailback right in a yard away from the quarterback's butt. Third and very short, third and one. Looks like less than one on the toss. Bison tried to stack it, and I think they did. About the line of scrimmage and pushed backwards. It'll be no gain in the play. Looks like it's going to be fourth and one, fourth and short right here.
Oliver Corbett in on the tackle. Tristan Campbell actually came out with the ball there. But, again, yeah, very, very short there. Again, that was a play they were able to string out along the line of scrimmage a little bit better and, again, had some backside pursuit as well.
So it's no gain in the play. It's going to be fourth and one. Both your Ogallala, your own 37-yard line. Got to go for it right here.
Hey,
nothing
again,
to lose.
Absolutely correct. Yeah, again, they're key to them. They want to hold on to the ball. They want to stretch the game out as long as they can.
Quarterback Eden Kane brings that tight end off. Trying to draw him off sides, possibly. Barking. Nope, it's getting him on the toss. Smith, right side. He got the first down. Two just shy of the 40-yard line. He gained 2 yards, almost 3 yards in the play, pushing the pile. Nice job by the offensive front for Ogallala. And Ogallala gets a new set of downs, first and 10.
Yeah, gutsy call by Coach Benson there, but again, pays off. And again, this kind of an attack, too. Linemen just have to engage. They really don't have to try and push so much. They just need to engage and give the running backs just a crease to get through.
Got to mention the great guys doing the chains. Why, TJ, down there, big guy. Steve Daffer, Clint Coleman. Who's running? Who's the guy with the red hat down there? Gosh dang it. Don't recognize it from mine. Sorry, TJ, we're going to have to get that name. First and 10, Ogallala between the hashes. Fake to Tosco inside, a little dive play to about the 42, 43-yard line. Run the fullback that time for just a couple of yards against that Bison almost five-man front. Going to give them 4 yards in the play, bring up second and six.
Yeah, again, you know, Rich, I mean, you think if they're going to kind of play the four-down game, that's three yards a carry, or 3 yards and not a cloud of dust because our field's in better shape. But, I mean, still, that's all you need to get. And, again, even a first-down play, positive yardage there, that's what Ogallala needs to avoid, negative plays, and so far, so good.
That's Mr. Smith down there. Of course. Is he wearing a Cardinals hat tonight? Or that's a Bison hat, yeah. Second and six. Second and seven, we'll call it on the tots. Smith right side, across the 45, 46-yard lane. He picked up about three, four. We got a late flag coming in. See what this is all about. It would have been third and about four, third and five. We'll see what our first flag of the ball game is all about.
Yeah, I think they're going to get Spencer Steinbeck for a little extra kind of shove slash knee in the back after the play was over there. So they're going to talk to him out there. But I'm sure he's trying to explain that something else had happened prior to that, most likely.
Just on a way here at Wyland Field, Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Also, News Radio 930 KOGN iHeart Radio tonight. Our friends back in Ogallala. The penalty will put it in McCook territory to the Bison inside the 45 to about the 40. Oh, my gosh, still walking. There's a big 15-yarder inside the 40, about the 39, Bob.
Yeah, again, unsportsmanlike conduct certainly has got to be the call there. And, again, Ogallala had a minimal gain there. But, again, now it's, again, fresh set of downs here inside Bison territory, inside the 40.
8:20 clock running, no score. Ogallala and McCook, 2 weeks left in the regular season after this one's done. In tight, once again, double wing look. As Kane gets a five-man bites in front on the toss here near sides. Novak again pushing the pile across the 35, 34-yard line. Picked up 5 yards. Play Ogallala up front against his Bison five-man front. It's doing the job so far. It's second and five.
Yeah, again, just had a couple blockers in front. Nobody really, with a great push. But, again, you can't get to the ball carrier with those kind of blockers in front. Bison are going to have to try and kind of find a way to maybe got to stuff them at the line there a little bit better.
Had a chance to watch Limacook Community College volleyball across the way. MCC is up 2-0 over Otero across the way.
That makes the home folks happy.
Hopefully Ms. Barnett is racking up kills left and right tonight.
At least you won't be crabby during the broadcast.
Second and five for Ogallala, ball in the near side hash. Motion man is Smith, fake the toss inside, go inside, Novak, and just pushing that pile. Got away inside the 30, about the 25-yard line. Picked up about 9 yards. Just simple. fullback dive or trap, whatever you want to call it, and moving the pile, and they're doing the job to Bison 24.
This is like rugby with pads. I mean, that was a perfect rugby scrum, but again, very effective. And again, got to give Ogle all the credit. They know the offense. They're going to stick with it. And up to this point, obviously, they've been getting nothing but positive gains.
If you want to go double wing, I think as far as I'm in my career watching McCook opponents, you got to go back to Scott's Bluff back in the late 90s. Boy, that double wing was really powerful for the Bearcats back in the day. First and 10, Bison showing blitz, stacking the line of scrimmage, and nowhere to go that time. No gain in the play. They brought extra backers to fill that gap. And that time, the carry, a little bit some different. I don't have it. Is it? It was 53.
Well, they announced 60. Well, 53 is actually.
Am I missing? I'm missing a guy on the roster.
Plash is wearing.
Oh, that's right. We found Edge. That's right. There we go.
Yep.
Zachary Plash. He's 9-1 game and 53 of the next. That's right. 1 yard loss in the play, second and 11. No score, 6-10 left in the opening first quarter. In tight ball in the near side hash. On the Tosh, Novak gets the nice rim across the 20, about the 19-yard line. 6-yard gain. Colby Novak having a nice first quarter on the football. And, boy, Ogallala just slowly working their way down the field. This is a big third and 5 for the Bison defense.
Yeah,
going to stop here.
That's at least the third time that they've ran that exact pitch, that kind of just mini toss pitch to the left. And that time, I mean, no Bison are around for the first 4 yards. And again, blockers able to clear a path and just making things easy. Now, again, third down, but again, 2 downs to get maybe 5 yards.
Yep, Mr. Hazlitt just texted me, said Scott's Bluff and Rocky Chavez back in the day, man, was a horse. Was an absolute horse for Scott's Bluff back in the Gary Hartman days. Scott's Bluff, really, really good. Third and 5. We got motion, though. Oh, McCook jumped, I think, on the left side. That's going to cut that 5-yard penalty. That'd give him the first down and a new set of downs.
I think that's going to be enough the way it looks from here. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Bison, boy, just, again, so anxious to make a play. And, again, got to kind of gear down a little bit here and just play some good straight-up defense.
5:23 left, opening quarter. It's been all Ogallala in this drive. That double wing in tight offense, and everything's been on the ground.
Yeah, enough for a first down as well.
First and 10 inside the 20, or inside the 15, actually, about the 14-yard line. And the Bison defense, that's 2 penalties here on this drive. The one on sportsmanlike and the offside for 5. In tight once again, Kane. It's going to be Kane going to keep it himself. He just kind of turned that corner, an option look. Right side, down to about the 12-yard line. Picked up, looks about 2. No, they're going to spot him. They're going to spot him, no gain. Yeah, no gain. It looked like he got a little yardage there, but apparently not. No gain in play, second and 10.
And again, same play to the right side of the line, just a pitch there. And again, Bison trying to stack that thing up.
Did, like, Georgia Tech run this, like, in college football, the double wing with the option look and you know? The Naval Academy, I thought, you know, still to this day?
Well, again, yeah, Georgia Tech did. They had a quarterback that was just a phenom.
Just that you just don't see anymore. You just don't. Second and 10.
Air Force.
Always, there we go. That's what I was looking for. Trap play inside. That's going to be Kane. Nope, Kane's going to, he gave it up that time to Plosh. He picked up about 2 on the play. Kind of sold me on the fake. Bison said there was a fumble on the play. They said they got the football, but I don't see any official saying the case.
Nobody's actually signaled anything yet.
I just saw the white hat point the other way, though. Now he's pointing the other way. Gabe Roberts in the bottom of the pile. Did he have the football? I don't know. Anyway, it's 3rd, about 9 for Ogallala.
Well, yeah, and again, you can imagine, Rich, in some of these piles, too. That's what players are going to be doing. They're going to be trying to reach and poke that football out of there.
So big third down play, 3rd and 9, might be 2 downs to make 9 yards for Ogallala, not for sure in their kicking game.
Definitely in Bison favor now. Finally got a down in their favor.
3:42 left on the toss. Novak gets some room, and nice job. Gabe Roberts coming from behind to about the 11-yard line. It's going to be well shy of the first down. It's going to be a 4th and about 7 right here. And let's see what Coach Brett Bauer does on 4th and about 7. Looks like keeping that offense in.
Yeah, you know, Rich, and again, look at the clock. 3:18 left. I mean, no matter what happens with this play, basically, Ogallala is going to burn 9 minutes of the first quarter away. And again, their offense is basically playing defense, not letting the Bison have the ball.
Boy, lost some great players. The Rizek brothers, Gasky kid from last year. Boy, they were really good. Graduating class, really, really. And Kane on a bootleg. Quarterback keeper has the first down inside the 5 to about the 4. faked a little give inside, a little option look, and the Bison bent on it. Nobody covered the edge that time, Bob. Great play call. First and goal for Ogallala.
Yeah, again, first time we've seen that all night. And again, boy, yeah, you got a hand to him. That was just, again, fake the dive up the middle and then nobody on the edge to stop him there. So, again, just a touchdown-saving tackle there just to make sure that, I mean, that they didn't get in.
It's first and goal from about the 3. We'll call it. Boy, the Bison had a chance to get a stop there and get the ball back and could not get a stop. As Eden Kane brings this offense up, Plash the fullback, Novak and Smith, the 2 wings. Bison in, tied, and first and goal from the 3. Smith, the motion man. It's going to be, I think it's Plash that time got the carry. Ogallala says he's in, and he is in for the touchdown. Indians light the board first, 3-0, or 3-0, 6-0 in the first quarter.
Man, yeah, just again, simple dive play to the right. And again, just enough of a crease to get that last basically yard and a half there. So again, Bison defense, 2:23 left in the quarter. So again, almost 10 minutes off the quarter for that drive by Ogallala. What was that, the longest run practically on the drive, Rich?
It might have been, yeah.
You know, I mean, again, just 3 and 4 to crack. And then a big 15-yard penalty, of course.
So they'll go for 2. Apparently the kicking game is not at its greatest right now. So they'll go for 2 to make it an 8-0 ball game. Quarterback's Kane. Motion man is Smith. It's going to be Kane kept it that time. Nice job. Bison stacked up inside in that backfield that time for McCook was 55. Trey Tiller. So it's 6-0 Indians with the lead. We're back with a kickoff coming up in 1 minute on Kicks 96.1 and News Radio 930 KOGA.
Hot Tub Brokers experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Financing available. Also a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers. A better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers experience a better backyard.
DeVinny, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram in McCook wants you to remember that they have a great selection of new or pre-owned cars and pickups. Also, Honda and Yamaha motorcycles and ATVs with a great state-of-the-art service and parts department. DeVinny Motors also have the steel line of chainsaws, string trimmers, edgers and blowers, and all the attachments you would want. DeVinny Motors, 401 East B Street in McCook. Remember, it's not a deal unless it's a DeVinny deal. Guts, glory, Ram.
Rich and Bob back here at Wyland Field. What a drive, Bob. 2:23 left in the first quarter. All Ogallala on that drive, all everything on the run. And it results in a Zachary Plash 3-yard run, the extra point, 2-point conversion, no good. But Coach Bauer got to be ecstatic about that drive.
Oh, again, boy, just made to order. Used almost 10 minutes off the clock in the quarter. And, again, very methodical drive down the field. And, again, a great play call on that fourth and about 9. There to get down to the 1 before the touchdown. So again, yeah, kudos to them. They came out. I don't think they did anything the Bison weren't expecting.
Right.
But again, they just executed better. And here we go, a little squib kick.
Squib kick taken by Gabe Roberts, 35, straight ahead. Boy, hit 2 guys, banged helmets there at about the 37-yard line and about the 40-yard line. So it's a good starting position for the Bison this time.
Boy, don't get in front of him when he lowers his head. I mean, boy, that was just, again, good return, though. Again, just scooped it up. And again, Bison will start at their own 40. And again, be very curious to see what kind of an offense Coach Petrosky comes out. Going to be a little, a little mix, or are they going to kind of stick with the run as well?
Yeah, we went more split back option look. He had Lee Davidson last week do his thing at fullback. It's back to what we've seen in the first couple of weeks, back to shotgun, at least for this first play. Receivers both sides. Gabe Roberts, the H-back on the left side, and Tristan Campbell in a pistol look. It's going to be Tristan right side. Big hole. Got some running room, 45-yard line. A gain of 5 on the play. As Smith right there for the stop. Along on the stop was Ty Lee for Ogallala. Gain of 5, bring up 2nd and 5.
Yeah, and, hole closed quickly by Ogallala, but not until 5 yards by Tristan Campbell. You know, that's one thing too, Rich. It just doesn't seem like he got a lot of carries last week.
No.
And again, Bison kind of fighting an uphill battle most of the night against Hastings. But I expect to see him kind of get back on track here. He's a little over 850 yards, I think, on the season. So again, looking to get to that 1,000 mark.
Only at 52 yards all of last week against Hastings.
Yep.
Pistol look once again, or actually just shotgun with 2 of the backfield for protection as Riley fumbled on the play, and I think Ogallala's got it. Billy, the fullback, it was an option look.
And on the way by, it got stripped, and Ogallala is going to get it on the turnover at the Bison 41-yard line.
Boy, again, just the... can't think of a better or worse scenario for them, which you want to have happen. And again, yeah, I don't know if he kind of rubbed off the hip of Roberts there, because again, him and Campbell were going to be going to the outside, and I think Riley would have had some room and still had Tristan tailing him. But again, boy, oh boy, talk about needing a defensive stand. Right now is the time.
So the Bison were just spent a majority of the first quarter out there playing defense, right back out there off the turnover. Back in tight, double wing look, and Kane, motion man is Smith. Going to give it to Plosh. Gets away, 35, 30, inside the 29-yard line. Picked up 12 yards, just out of a sudden. It looked like he had bottom up. He squeaked out the back end and picked up 12 yards the play.
And again, that's that rugby scrum play. And I mean, it's just right. But again, if you're being engaged by blockers, you can't tackle. And again, he's just kind of sliding off his own blockers. And next thing you know, kind of like a cork popping out of a champagne. But yeah, just again, Bison got to wrap up when they can.
First and 10, Indians leading 6-0. We're coming up on 1 minute left in the quick first quarter. Bison loading that line of scrimmage. Got five guys up at the line of scrimmage. Double wing look. Motion man is Smith. A little counter play. Come back here near side. Got some room. Got some man 25. Novak to about the 24. Picked up five. I thought that was going to go for more, but he got five. Tackle made Andrew Polk up here, the defensive end on the right side, or that might have been going for a few more yards.
Yeah, exactly right. Pretty much, a big gain-saving tackle. You know, Rich, I'm going to say this. I might be showing my age, but that play, we called it a cross buck.
That's,
back in the day. I mean, that was your one guy. I mean, they're coming across from diagonals, fake to the one, give it to the second one. And again, just slightly off tackle, but again, able to get that, you know, nice gain of five.
Last play of probably the quarter, down to 23 seconds. Second and five, Indians up a score and on the move again after the Bison turnover. It's going to be Kane going to keep it himself. Nope, he gave it off. He was just trying to push the pile a little bit. I think that was Plosh again to about the 20-yard line. If that's the case, it's going to be another first down. And they're going to say short. It's going to be a third one. That's the quarter. Ogallala up 6-0. We're back with the second quarter. 1 minute.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Projects around the yard that need to get done. But if only you had the equipment to do it. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and rent the equipment. Rototillers, edgers, jackhammers, you name it, D&S has the equipment. And the rental price is very affordable. Get those projects done this weekend. Head to D&S Hardware. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 3. D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C, McCook.
Rich, Bob, and Carl back here at Wyland Field. One quarter of the books already. A quick first quarter lasted 18, 19 minutes. Everything on the ground. Bison ran one offensive play. We just ran the one and fumbled, didn't we?
Ran one and then fumbled on the next one.
That's on second down. Exactly right. So, yeah, we got the Campbell run, but fumbled. Ogallala's on the mood. Moved. They got a third and one at the Bison 20-yard line, but everything McCook was hoping wouldn't happen has happened this first quarter.
Exactly right.
So, Coach Bauer brings his offense back on their third and shorts. Plush is the fullback, Novak and Smith, the two wings. The offensive lines moved the pile a lot in that first quarter. It's going to be this time. Kane, the fullback's got it, and a lot more. No, it's going to be Smith. I never knew who's the ball. I mean, it's tough to find in there at times.
And again, with six and five, the number's a little hard for us to read here at nighttime here. But again, just following. You know, basically just off the right guard. And again, enough of a push there that, again, Bison just not able to really. They've had one third and nine. And other than that, they've just, again, been behind the sticks the whole time.
Sawyer Smith inside. They're going to mark it about the, it's about the 10-yard line should be. It says a seven on the scoreboard. I don't think they're quite at the seven. It's, anyway, about first and maybe first and goal situation.
Offsides there.
And did we jump
again? Yeah.
That'll be the third penalty against McCook in this. They've got two offside penalties, and they one's unsportsmanlike. And not watching the football, apparently. It should be half the distance now, and that might push him to the 7-yard line. And still remain first down.
Yeah, they're inside the 5.
Clock is running underway. Second quarter here from Wyland Field. Bison on the road at Scotts Bluff. I'm interested. Hastings, Scotts Bluff tonight. Albert Hastings.
In Hastings, correct.
On Hastings College. We'll get the scores on that coming up here in just a little bit. McCook at Bearcat Stadium and an 8 o'clock kickoff next week. And then the regular season finale with Lexington in 2 weeks. Officials timeout. Also for our KICX, Kix 96.1 and our Kix 96.1 YouTube followers at halftime, we'll be talking about other Bison sports. I've got a little conversation with Coach Easton Gillen, Lady Bison softball team. Big day for them tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, the old final, and it's the 8-9 matchup with Scotts Bluff here. So, again, I think the ladies were thinking they were going to get a different opponent, but as it turns out, it is Scotts Bluff. But, again, hey, no problem with that. That's a team that they know that they're going to be competitive with, and they beat them in the sub-district.
Can talk a little bit. Lady Bison golf as well, as they got a couple of state qualifiers. It's first and goal from about the 7. Kane will Plasha, I believe, kept it. Nope, stacked up about the 8-yard line. Trying to look through the window over here on the far side. Didn't gain much. Bison left side. Sawyer Smith again on the carry. Didn't get much. It could virtually give me second and goal.
Yeah, again, that time Bison. Plenty of Bison out there to stop that one.
God, whoever's running the scoreboard needs to go back 5 yards. It's not at the 3-yard line.
It's at the 5.
It's at the 5. Yeah, it's about the 5. Just about the 5-yard line. Second and goal from the 5. Golly.
Trust your eyes, Rich.
Can't do it very much anymore. Kane with Plash behind him, the 2 wings against Bison 5-man front, and second and goal from the 5. Run, it's going to be come back the other way. Novak had some good room. They ran that cross again, Bob.
Yep.
And Bison say they've got it. Was their fumble in the play? There's a lot of red shirts standing the other way, and McCook's got the ball. There was a fumble in there someplace, and we're tied at a turnover apiece. The Bison get it inside the 5-yard line.
Who's going to know by the end of the night how big that turnover is potentially? I mean, because, again, Ogallala's, they're looking to go in and double up. And, again, huge. Yeah, I mean, with that kind of a running play, there's no way we can tell. We'd have to have the super high-intensity camera there to find out what happened in that pile. But, again, big break for the Bison here. It's going to right on the, what, the 3?
I think it's got to be inside the 5. Left tackle Caden Rosno for Ogallala limping off, and he came over and sat on the bench down here. Hopefully it's nothing serious, maybe just a cramp, but hobbled off. Bison have it on their second series. They had one play in the last, or two plays, and they fumbled on the second snap. And we have another cotton-picking whistle. And it's going to be
timeout.
Somebody burned time. Oh, Galala burned a timeout. We're back in 1 minute to Wyland Field next.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a bronze award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Horizon Bank has a wide selection of products to help fill all of your financial needs. They have an array of fee-free checking and savings accounts. Or maybe you need a loan. Horizon Bank has you covered with their mortgage, vehicle, personal, refinance, and commercial loans at competitive rates. Visit them today at 312 West 1st Street or online at horizonbankne.com and learn more about all of their great financial services. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Back here at Wyland Field, happy birthday, Mitch Lister, who's in the booth tonight. Our former colleague, I don't know what it is. Is it 65? Is it 70?
I think it's 49.
It might be. Here's a good run from McCook out in the open, 15-20. Tristan Campbell to about the 30-yard line. Nine, that's a way to break out, going from the 2, going to the 30-yard line. Campbell got out in space that time. That gets McCook out of a rut a little bit. And it's first and 10. Bison move the change for the first time. Actually just shy of the 30, about the 29-yard line. Yeah, Ogallala burnt their first timeout last time. And then McCook on their first and 10 call from about the 2. A nice 27-yard gain by Campbell.
Yeah, again, that's what we're looking to see here tonight is spring him and get him loose running again.
And Bison got a split back look on this first and 10 carry. Run the option far side. And first man through about the 32-yard line. That was Campbell again. They got Lee Davidson back there, fullback. Like what we saw last week in the game against Hastings, a gain of a couple of yards, bring up second and 8.
Yeah, Ogallala, again, we talked about the number of players that go both ways for them, Rich. You just kind of wonder again. Their offense, I mean, in a way, it's not like they're running up and down the 40-yard gains at a time and stuff, so that might help. But, again, that's a lot of pressure on a lot of kids going both ways.
Ethan Schmidt, the receiver here on your side. Got Miles Pullman split up to the far side of the field. Yes, Riley, well, Trenton will keep two in the backfield and run inside, give Campbell with some room, 35 to about the 37-yard line. 25, the junior, having a nice season. Hopefully have a good night, get that 1,000-yard mark, and he is going to be shy of the first down by just about a yard. Brings the third one.
Yeah, Colby Nowak on the tackle there again. Campbell kind of hesitated there, waited for the hole to open up, then shot through there. So, again, again, very manageable third down situation for McCook now.
Got some Ogallala folks in front of us here. You've had a chance to watch your volleyball team. They got a good year going, don't they?
Got a pretty nice squad in volleyball, without a doubt there.
Third and one. Ball on the far side has straight I formation, which we have hardly seen at all this year. I pro set. It's going to be Campbell straight ahead, trying to dive his way ahead. Did he get the first down?
He didn't need much, and it looks like where they're marking it, he will have it. But
they'll move the chains. Wow, that's another. I mean, hard is to imagine. We have I have don't think I in the well. This is game number 7,
right? 2 left.
Yeah, 7. I don't think we've seen an I pro set the entire year. I formation.
Yeah, not a straight eye like that. Not at all.
And I love it. That's not just the old fashioned football that I love to watch. Bice will go back, shotgun set with right. Nope, he'll come under center with the split back look. They got two tight ends there with one wide out to the left side. It's going to be Trent Riley's own quarterback keeper, 45. 50's got some room down to the 45-yard line. Nice move by Trenton for about 15, 16 yards, Bob. He's in Ogallala territory. Nice job. And Trenton, he's got kind of deceptive speed, doesn't he?
He really does. No, he's got a nice, he's got actually a long stride on him, too. So, again, when he gets going, he can cut up some ground in a hurry. But, again, that's what you're hoping to see now is the Bison kind of starting to wear things a little bit and find some cracks there and, again, make Ogallala chase him.
Bison go two tight ends, poke up, and also Gabe Roberts got a receiver here on the near side. Miles Pullman split back look, first and 10. Ogallala 48, 6-0 Indians. The give to for McCook to about the 41-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. And that was Lee Davidson getting his first carry of the night. Got his first start of the year was last week against Hastings came in. It's going to be a gain of about 7. Bring up, we'll call it second and a long 2 and a short 3.
Yeah, exactly. No, nice move by him, just kind of sliding off the left tackle there. And, again, no one out there. And, again, just kept the legs moving there. And, again, another manageable situation for the Bison, second and 3.
6-0 Indians. They went right down the field to lose a large chunk of that first quarter. And a flash 3-yard run, missed the 2-point conversion. And then fumbled on the next series after getting the ball back in a fumble by McCook. Back in the eye. Play action. Riley looking for Miles Pullman. Deep ball downfield. Got a beak. And deflected the last minute. It was a little short that time, Bob. If it would have let him a little bit more, he had some separation that time. It didn't happen. Nice job of the DB back in coverage. And that was back in coverage. That was Ty Lee back in coverage that time. Knocked it away. Brings up third down.
Yeah, Miles Pullman, significant height advantage there, too. If the ball had been up there, but again, the great recovery by Lee to get back there to knock the ball away. But again, he was open there a couple of steps behind him.
So I don't mind that call on third, on second and 3.
Well, this is, you know, it's 4-down territory anyway.
Right, right. Third and 3, we'll call it. Back in the eye. Once again, Davidson, the fullback. Tristan Campbell, two tight ends, power set, third and 3. Fake the give, rolling out Riley. He's got the edge, got the first down if he wants it. Inside the 40, going to be hit, and he took a ball up about the 37-yard line, but he got the first down. And I think he probably knew, I'm going to take a hit right here. But he got the necessary yardage, passed the marker, it'll be first and 10.
Wow, glad to see him up and chalking back to the huddle because, I mean, that was, you could just see it lining up. I mean, the player was going to just drill him on the sideline there, but again, got enough for the first down, big play for the Bison.
Mark at about the 37-yard line. Actually, just barely got it. I thought he went a little bit farther, but not the case. And it's first and 10. McCook, Bison come out, split back, look, power set. Pullman split out to the wide to the left side, first and 10. Under the 7-minute mark, Bison trailing 6-0 in the first half, second quarter. Lee Davidson, boy, had about a yard or two and got hit immediately. picked up 2 yards in the play. Call it second and about 8. Sawyer Smith was there. He was one of two of white shirts in the area.
Yeah, that was, boy, that was hitting a brick wall on that play there. Great stick by Sawyer Smith there. Just totally took away any momentum.
Bison got to get a score right here. Knot this thing up at and get the Hadley with an extra point, get the lead possibly. 6-0 Ogallala.
Yeah, they might not get the ball back if you don't score in this possession.
Exactly. Got to make some adjustments at halftime and get that stop this running game. Three wide look. It's a Schmidt in the slots. Riley will throw. Looking left. Pass the sideline. Complete. Ethan has it 30. Inside the 30, about the 26-yard line. He picked up 10. That should be right at the marker. Should be enough for a Bison first down.
Yeah, Colby Nowak again on the tackle there. And again, just a little flare out to the left side, which we saw a lot of that last week from Hastings, of course. But again, yeah, just a nice pickup there. First down for the Bison.
Nice little catch by Ethan and turned it and got the corner, got the edge a little bit upfield for about 5 more yards. Bison moved the chains to the Ogallala 26-yard line. Junior center Trey Tiller kind of hobbling coming up that line of scrimmage a little bit.
Well, he's been playing a share of defense, too.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, you never know. In those piles, again, a lot of humanity there. Yeah. And some of the just roll an ankle, maybe.
Motion managed Tristan Campbell. Jet sweep action. And, nope, Riley kept it. Fooled me. 20. Inside the 20, about the 15 to about the 14-yard line. Picked up 12 on the play. I thought Campbell was getting it all the way.
Yeah, I did, too.
And Riley kept it right between the guards that time and picked up a nice gain to about the 12-yard line.
Yeah, great decision by Trent Riley there, because again, Tristan Campbell, he was going to get tackled for about a 4-yard loss if they'd given the ball to him. So again, yeah, Bison certainly getting a little more confidence, hopefully, on this drive.
Really mixing things up, too. They're throwing a lot of different formations, different things at this Ogallala defense to think about a little bit. Split back look, Davidson and Campbell behind Riley. Wide outs both sides, Schmidt left, Pullman right, tight end Gabe Roberts in motion from left to right. On first and 10, the mark at about the 13-yard line, second quarter, trailing 6-0. It's going to be Tristan Campbell. And hits, dives away at about the 11. Picked up 2 yards in the play. And brings up second and about 8.
Yeah, good defensive standby, the Ogallala interior line there. Again, guessed right there, Tristan Campbell off the right guard. Just stopped for a minimal gain.
New personnel coming in for Ogallala. Rotating some of their guys up front. 5:14 left in the half. Quick. This has got to be the quickest first half all year long.
Well, and technically, you're looking at, what, a 97-yard drive here, mm-hmm. potentially, Rich?
Yep, exactly right. Second and 9 after the 1-yard run by Campbell is Riley. Shotgun could be Campbell in left, goes right. Dives went about the 10, maybe picked up 2, and that's about it. Here's a big third and 7 for the Bison right here.
Yeah, really critical. It looked like there was more room open on the left side on that particular play, but again, Tristan trying to pick his way through there. And again, Ogallala's defense stepped up here inside the 10.
So hopefully get the 6 yards. They're in Gunner Kapp's field goal range, but there's no way McCook wants to get 3. They want to pound it in for 6 right here. We're under 5 minutes left in this first half once again. Usually about this time we're getting ready, we're getting done with the first quarter.
Exactly.
3 wide leg at Twins far side, Pullman wide out left near side, Trent Riley, shotgun set, and we got a flag. Don't mean another penalty. We went a while without a penalty.
Oh, oh, timeout, Ogallala.
Ogallala burns our second. We're back to Wyland Field coming up in 1 minute.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey, because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football.
football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
And we're back here to Wyland Field, and it just figures they get a touchdown. Gosh dang it. Take the 60. Dang it. Touchdown. Horizon make touchdown. Trent Riley to Tristan Campbell. Sorry about that. I can't cut off a commercial. It drives me nuts when teams don't. They give 60 in
well,
seconds.
Hey, maybe that was meant to be. It's, you know, that's part of the good fortune for the Bison. So, again, yeah, really nice rollout by Trent Riley. Boy, there's not a lot of room to catch that pass. But, again, really nice pickup by Tristan Campbell.
Put some air under it, and Tristan Campbell with a nice that was a – how many yards? Where were we at? As Gunner Capp's going to be on for the extra point. Kicks on the way, and good. 7-6 Bison on the Horizon Bank touchdown from 10 yards out. Back with the kickoff coming up 30 seconds on Kicks 96.1 and News Radio 930.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric Heating and Cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Whether it's blazing heat in the summer or bone-chilling cold in the winter, Party Electric offers your family or business the best electrical, heating, and cooling products and HVAC services. Party Electric Heating and Cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Rich Barnett, Bob Golke, Carl Riemann back here at Wyland Field. That was something the Bison needed right there, Bob. A nice drive. And it was 98. We started on the 2-yard line. It was a 98-yard drive.
No, exactly. I mean, Ogallala's opening drive, I think, was 72 or 73 yards long. So, again, and here we are, 4:05 left in the half. The Bison have had the ball exactly twice, and I think Ogallala's had the ball exactly twice. So, again, just very disciplined, you know, offenses. Ogallala sticking with the ground game. McCook mixing in some passes there. And, again, just got the one-point lead with the made extra point.
Here we go. Gunner Caps will kick it off with the Smith back there. He is a deep man. And, boy, the orange lettering. Ogallala people, you got to get rid of the orange lettering. That's just that's a radio guy nightmare. You got to get black letters on white shirts. Come on. Caps on the kick. Returnable. Smith lets it bounce. And he better pick it up. Lets it bounce. Picks it up at 3. Escapes 1, 5, 10, 15, and got out of a jam in the 19. McCook should have had him back inside the 10-yard line and let him loose. Yeah.
Definitely had opportunity. Boy, again, that ball just kind of died quickly, kind of like a Mitch Lister, you know, a chip shot onto the green, just spun and, spun and stuck there. So, again, yeah, definitely had to pick it up. But, boy, you would have thought, yeah, Bison could have been down there, nail him inside the 10. But, again, 4 minutes exactly to go in the first half here. Bison, boy, do they want to get the ball back again? At least one more time before half, you bet.
They've got all 3 timeouts left in this right before the half. 4 minutes exactly left. We'll see what Ogallala, their offense, very methodical and in tight, double wings. Eden Kane, their quarterback. Plash behind him. Motion man is Novak. It's going to be Plash. He goes nowhere. Well, maybe lost a half yard. That was about it. We'll call it second and 10. And it was Trey Tiller in on the tackle, brings up second and 10.
Yeah, Davian Hansen and Gabe Roberts cleaning up there after the initial stop by Trey Tiller. So, again, that's what Bison need to do, minimize those first down plays.
So, second and 10, clock running 3. If they can stop Ogallala, make it a third long, maybe. Well, you got plenty of time. You don't burn timeouts yet. It's too early.
Well, Ogallala's burned 2 already.
Exactly.
Too.
But McCook, they want to save those. Save those ball on the near side hash on second and 9. It's on the toss. Sweep it here near side. Sawyer Smith. Block is in front. Bowles away at about the 26. Picked up 5 on the play. More manageable 3rd and 5 coming up for Ogallala right near their own bench here.
Yeah, solid gain on 2nd down there. Again, this is not probably 4 down territory, obviously. But, again, so big 3rd down for the Bison.
Now, if McCook get a stop here on 3rd down, if they don't pass it, you know, they'll burn a timeout because you got to keep some time on the clock here.
Definitely.
And about the punting, they don't kick extra points. So we'll see what their punter is going to be all about as well. 3rd and 4 for Ogallala, their own 25-yard line. Bison up 7-6 right before the half. Kane under center. In tight. Bison, a lot of red shirts around the line of scrimmage. Novak, the motion man. It goes through now. Coach Bauer's going to burn his last time out here. With 2:27 left, we're back to Wyland Field. Coming up in 30 seconds.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Beautiful night for football here at Wyland Field on this second Friday of the month of October. Rich Barnett, Bob Golke, Carl Riemann here at Wyland Field on Kix 96.1, Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Also, News Radio 930 KOGA, iHeartRadio as well. Our friends up in the Ogallala area in Keith County. Big third and four right here. Coach Bauer burned that last time out, Bob. And trying to get that first down, keep the chains moving here.
Well, I'm going to speculate, Rich, a little bit here. I'm not so sure they didn't want to try and draw him off on that that play. And when that didn't work, he went ahead and used the timeout, trying to see if they could get him. It's worked twice so far tonight. But Bison disciplined there, held their ground.
Third and four, I'm sure the Bison coaches in that timeout told us, their guys, don't jump it. Watch the ball. Don't jump it and get an offsides call. We've had two in this first half already. Kane, as he'll toss it to cut it back in. And first down, Sawyer Smith. Cutback lane was there to about the 35-yard line. Picked up 10 yards on third down, Bob, and they'll move the chains.
Yeah, again, interesting seeing this. The players are closest to us now here in the radio booth. And just these last two plays, they've actually kind of done the pitch sweeps, but then the cutback is where they've made their extra yards there. That time, too, a great decision-making by Smith there. Cut it back and got the 10.
First and 10, 35-yard line for Ogallala. Approaching 2 minutes left before the half. Fake the toss, go inside the plosh to about the 38, 39-yard line. Picked up 4 yards in the play. Hasn't been too many times. They haven't had negative yardage. They've done a pretty good job. It's going to bring a gain of four, bring up second and six.
Yeah, I'm not so sure. Again, they're leading the clock. Of course, they can't stop the clock. And, again, at some point, you're not sure if McCook wants to either. But, again, this is not an offense that, again, is going to run off an explosive play. But, again, they're going to grind it out.
Kane under center on second and six right in front of us here. Sweep it far side. Novak trying to get blockers down in front. Cuts it back inside. Found a little lane. He's close to a first down. He looked like his hands, I think his knee hit maybe the 44, had to get to the 45. They're going to mark him short, Bob, third and one right here.
Yeah, again, going clear against the other side of the to the other side of the field there. A couple of times now that's worked against the Bison. Again, you get so conscious of trying to jam up that middle that, again, it's easy to do that that pitch play wide.
Minute five left in before the half. McCook didn't look like he get the football back unless we had a quick turnover. Ball on the far side hash. Run the motion. It's going to be a toss. Novak again. Got some room. Midfield into McCook territory at about the 48-yard line. It's a soft 15-yard gain on first down. Now you're for McCook. You got to be leery. Don't let him squirt out the back end again like they did have a couple of times.
Well, they need to keep him in bounds. And, of course, clocks resets there on the first down, but running now. So Ogallala, they may be happy to just go in 7-6 too, Rich. I mean, this is, certainly they would have taken this score any time during the course of the week if they knew it was going to happen.
They haven't thrown it once.
No.
Not even close. Now they're in passing formation. They got four wide, trips right, and they got to run it inside with Novak, and he's hit line of scrimmage, nowhere to go. So they go passing formation. They run it on first down, and they've got to hurry. No timeouts. They might get it. They're going to get one play.
Unless he's going to spike it.
Yeah. Down to 9 seconds. We're down to 8, 7, 6, 5. Did McCook burn a timeout? Yeah, the Bison burned a timeout right there with 5 seconds left. All right.
I'm sure just want to make sure that everything's set here before the final play.
Yeah. Again, for our listeners, coming up at halftime on Kix 96.1 and Kix 96.1 YouTube channel. Of course, after we'll go at halftime, Bob and I will talk about the first half. Then, for Kix 96 McCook area listeners, we'll have a little previews of softball tomorrow. We've got a big day of softball at the JC Sports Complex as the Lady Bison face Scotts Bluff best of three series. We'll have that coverage. Sam Noll, 1:45 of the pregame, 2 o'clock with the start time. And then also I had a chance to catch up with Lady Bison golf coach Carol Brown and the Bison qualifiers Capri Loop and Haley Smalley. just the other day. Those young ladies going to Monument Shadows up in Gehring for 2 days.
Yes, very nice golf course. And again, Scotts Bluff Country Club and Monument Shadows, they're kind of trading some things. They want to get people, as many people as they can out there. They love hosting those events. And again, going to be a long trip for a lot of schools, but exciting that two Lady Bison got in to qualify, and best of luck to them.
We'll do that at halftime. One play left, most likely, as Scott's Bluff. Ogallala comes out.
it looks like Scott's Bluff.
And a hold, it sure does. A four-wide look. Kane on shotgun will throw for the first time. Pass complete, far side 40. But they kept him in bounds. And it's not enough. I don't think it's enough for a first down. So that will run the clock, and there's zeros in the clock. So halftime is here. Bison lead it by a point, 7-6. Bob and I will talk about it after this one-minute break on Kix 96.1 and KOGA and iHeartRadio.
Refreshing news. Voles Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can. Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Voles Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook. Keeping you chilled this summer.
Newly remodeled with you in mind, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Rich Barnett, Bob Golke, and Carl Riemann back here at Wyland Field. Halftime score is a low-scoring game, 7-6. McCook with a one-point lead. Extra points is the difference. Got to get some other Class B scores. I failed to do that in the first half. I know we'll get that here shortly. Anyway, Bob, let's talk about the first half first. Yeah. I mean, Ogallala drove right down the field the first series. Took up almost the entire first quarter, scored, missed the two-point conversion. McCook had it for two plays, turned the ball over. Ogallala looked like they had the short field, but then they turned the ball over.
Right.
And then McCook finally got things going on a 98-yard drive and resulted in that Riley to Campbell 10-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, exactly right. No, again, Ogallala's had the ball exactly three times. McCook's had the ball twice in the entire first half. And again, for the Bison, again, huge drive. I mean, just to get, certainly to get a little more confidence and then get the lead in this game. But again, you know, even Ogallala had no trouble, you know, basically burning the last 4 minutes of the first half there. And again, I'm not sure what the secret or what the key is for this, but Bison going to have to come out and do something a little bit different. They just really, and first down has been the culprit for the most part. Ogallala seems to be getting 5 and 6 yards on every first down, which just makes it a little bit easier to keep running that offense. So kudos to them. They are executing their game plan to a T.
Other scores, Gehring leads Lexington 14-7 right before the half. Blair 13-7 over Seward. Seward hasn't lost yet, by the way. York and Northwest are scoreless. Elkhorn North over Scott. No, Scott just took the lead. 14-13 in that one right before the half. Crete 22, Lincoln Northwest 0. Norris over Beatrice 14-0. Hastings leads Scott's Bluff 6-0 at Hastings College. That's about a minute left before the half. Gretna over Platteview 21-7. Waverly over Plattsmouth 13-0. Bennington over Elkhorn 14-7. And Pius over Lincoln Standing Bear 35-0. Some of the scores from across the area. Now, our listeners on Ogallala, we'll send you back. Here's some more of your great sponsors. We'll be back with the second half on your stations coming up here in just a little bit. Kix 96.1, we have Lady Bison coach Easton Gill. And I talked to Easton yesterday as they were getting ready for practice yesterday. He's excited his team gets a chance to play Scotts Bluff in the 8 versus 9 matchup, the B8 district finals coming up again at the JC Sports Complex. I asked him, is it a case, would you like to play right away, maybe just a couple of days, or are you kind of glad it's not until Saturday? Here is his response.
Probably a little bit of both, just the anticipation for the game. It's you get going in the season and you don't really have very many of these days or these weeks where you have 4 practices. So, but it came at the right time just here at the end of the year, just a few things to work on, but also kind of the relax and get rested up and ready to go for Saturday.
So after the game, going into that final game against Scotts Bluff, yeah, okay, you knew you were going to play on a district final. Just if you won it, you're going to be at home. Was Scotts Bluff the whole? Did you figure it was going to be the Bearcats again, or did you have? I think Crete was in there, maybe. What did you kind of think was going to happen?
Yeah, it's always hard telling, especially never know what's going to happen in those sub-districts. And it's just, yeah, Gretna East was a team that was in that nine spot. So had nothing changed at that time, they would have been the matchup where they got upset in their sub-districts. And there's a few other upsets, just kind of shook things up. And that allowed Scotts Bluff to come up to that nine spot. And just like I said, it was kind of hard telling who it's going to be. You just never know. But we knew going in that if we won, then we had a really good shot of hosting.
And you're playing a team you already know pretty well. Was it kind of a bummer not playing somebody else, I guess? Or does it even matter? Hey, we're as long as we're playing and we're at home, that's the most important thing.
Definitely. Just the fact that we get to play three games at home is just so huge. And that's the goal that the girls have had ever since, I think it was senior night. We just kept talking about it. Like, next goal was to host subs and then go see what happens after that. And sure enough, we're able to host districts. And at this point, we talked to the girls yesterday. You know, there was 24 teams yesterday that were checking in their jerseys. So to be one of those 16 that have the opportunity to continue to practice this week is just a big statement in itself, and just something to be proud of. And at this point, any of those 16 teams, they're all quality, good teams. And it doesn't matter who you're matched up with, you know it's going to be a tough game regardless.
It's hard to beat a team three times. You beat them twice. I mean, you're going to have to beat them four times to advance on, but a team you can't take lightly, can you?
Definitely not. And, you know, just talking with the girls on Tuesday, we watched a little film, those things, and just talking, you know, we agreed that second time playing them was tougher than the first, and it's only going to get harder, like you mentioned, the third and fourth time we play each other, and you just get to know each other a little bit more, and it's going to be a tough game, but just a game we got to come out and play our game like we have the first two times.
It was Saturday afternoon, a no-brainer for both teams. It allows them to travel again. Don't have to worry about Friday night and everything. Just let's go Saturday afternoon and call it good.
I believe so. Just where we also had home football that night, Friday night, allows people to be able to go watch game or Friday night's football game, but also come to our game Saturday. So, and then that's another thing where sub-districts, that was just an amazing atmosphere to see all those people there. I haven't seen that many at a softball game for quite a while. So just seeing that crowd and our girls feeding off of their energy was just so huge. And hope to see that again come Saturday.
That is head coach Easton Gillen talking Lady Bison softball coverage. Kicks 96.1 to 145 tomorrow. Also had a chance to talk Bison golf. Head coach Carol Brown and her team, they finished just fourth out of the running for the top three to get their whole team qualified. Capri Loop and Haley Smalley qualified. I talked to these two young ladies in just a bit, but Coach Brown just finished out of getting the whole team qualified, finishing fourth place overall.
Tough district. The new Serpentine type of deal. A little bit different. You saw some different teams out there. What'd you think of the kind of new format this year?
Well, you know, I thought it worked out pretty well. I thought it was fine, and it was nice to. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it was maybe more fair for everybody on there, so I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And yeah, it was different. We did see different teams, and vice versa, they saw us there too, and it was kind of different on all sides of it. But I think it went well.
Just finished out of the running top three. Gosh, you want to get the whole team involved. Just finished fourth place. Awfully darn close, wasn't it?
It was close on there. But I'm really proud of these two girls over here making it. It was pretty fortunate that they tied for 10th and were able to qualify. But, yeah, we gave it the best we could, I guess, and that's what it was on that day.
Mm-hmm. Capri's going back. And how about Haley? First time as a freshman. It's tough for freshmen to get as individuals to kind of qualify, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if I haven't told her that yet, but I looked on there. There's only three freshmen that are participating. Oh. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty good, too. And, yeah, and I'll say it again. It's pretty exciting that they both get a go. Because mm-hmm. if one would have had a different score than the other one, somebody would have been pushed out. So it's pretty fortunate, and I know they're building on it and excited about that part.
Monument Shadows, you were there earlier this year. You like that course?
I like it on there. And yes, we were there earlier, and I think they're familiar with it. We're going to have a practice round on Sunday again on there, but I think it should be good. Yep.
And you go up there and you do your best for 2 days up there, and just it's going to help you again for as you get ready for next year, isn't it?
Exactly. And we don't have a lot of expectations. I mean, they're going to do great on there as far as that goes, but it's nothing. I don't think they feel a lot of pressure at this time. So go and do the best and see how it turns out. So.
And hats off to your other girls that went to districts with you that didn't quite qualify, but they did their best, didn't they?
That's very true on there. We had, I know Paige was really close. She had a 105, Paige Broomfield, and these girls were 102. Halea Beavers had her best personal best at a 113, so that was really good. And Haley Bidek has been with us all season, trying to improve on there, just proving and getting our score better too. So it's been a good, it was good, a nice team effort.
A lot of the teams you saw during the season at different meets, you feel like some of those same teams are going to do pretty well up in Class B, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I don't know. Yeah, I guess Shatterin was there, and so was Scott's Bluff. They went to Lakeside, I think, on there is what it was. And, yeah, it'll be good to see them. And, yeah, they did well also.
Of course, your conference, you had some C schools. Is Minden? Well, you're going to go to a meet, and you won't have to see it. Actually, two meets in a row, you won't have to see Minden there.
That's right. We won't on there. But, yeah, they are a pretty outstanding team. So happy for them. But, yeah. That's one of those things that we know when we play them, that they have been kind of, they're just a powerful team. They're a good team. So,
all right, these two young ladies, they have been dying to do this. They already had one interview under their belt, so I get to be the second interview. So, Capri, you're going back. This is old hat for you. This should be a piece of cake for you. You're not nervous about this, are you?
A little bit, yeah. I'm excited, though.
Talk about districts. That 102, boy, you were just on the cuffs. I'm sure you're watching the scoreboard, leaderboard, going, okay, am I going to make it? And when you finally found out, I'm sure very, very happy, weren't you?
Yeah, we were really excited. I wasn't really too happy about how I played, and I wasn't sure I was going to be able to go, so it's a good opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Couple of holes. I'm sure, like every golfer says, there were some holes out there. You left some strokes out there, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Is that an understatement a little bit, huh?
I don't know. Yeah.
How about Monument Shadows? You like that course? It kind of fits your game?
I played pretty well there last time I played, so I like it. Yeah. It's a nice course. It's really pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you get a practice round on Sunday. Yep. And then what kind of score, what are you shooting for, like a score up there for 2 days up there? Got a score in mind?
No, I'm kind of just thinking I just want to go up there and relax and have some fun. Mm-hmm. Not put too much pressure on myself this year, at least.
Did you feel like you did that last year?
Last year, I definitely put a lot of pressure on myself and didn't enjoy it as much as I should have. Yeah, so.
I bet it's nice to have a teammate that qualified, too. It's awful nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm really excited to go up with her. She really deserves it, too.
I got to ask you, always want to ask you, what's it like having your dad as assistant coach here?
I really like it. He's really good at what he does, and I like having him there with me.
Well, Dad will be very, very happy for you to say that. So very good. Because sometimes she's like, oh, man, it's a pain. You know, are you guys talking golf, like, even when you go home, or you just put golf talk away?
Oh, yeah, we talk about it all the time. He always tells me what I need to fix and how he can help me to do better and stuff.
And you listen to him, and it works, right?
Sometimes. Right. Sometimes I listen.
All right. Super job. All right, Miss Smalley, how about you? You had a great freshman season coming in. You got to be happy with what you've done so far.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm just excited for state.
That 102, were you kind of looking at the leaderboard a little bit, too? It's going, oh, gosh, I'm so close. Am I going to make it or not?
To be honest, I was very, very frustrated with myself after my round because on the front nine, I shot in 44. Going into the back nine, I just kind of fooled myself, kind of thought I was going to do better than what I did on the back, and ended up shooting 102. So I was not very happy with myself. To be honest, I was in tears, didn't think I was going to make the cut at all. Mm-hmm. And then when we were kind of just standing there and we found out, I was like very excited because it's a big thing.
Yeah, in the end, I'll get you away so you don't have to squint in the sunlight and everything. But in the end, very happy. And coming in as a freshman, do you think, if I could just come in, have a good freshman year, not expecting a lot, but you improved from meet to meet, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I had my ups and downs throughout the season, but I'm just very proud of myself and happy and looking forward to the rest of my high school career.
What's the best part of your game? What do you do best out there? Short game, driving the ball, what do you like to do?
I can drive the ball pretty far. Like, I can crush my drives, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. I can't putt very well, but it's okay.
So that's something to work on in the years to come, right?
Yes, very much.
Can you beat your dad? And can you tell me you can go out there and just crush him? Please tell me that.
I haven't beat my dad yet, but by the end of my high school career, for sure, I'm going to be beating him.
What kind of, do you have a score in mind where you like to shoot there? You know, like day one, day two, you got 2 days out there. Any certain score?
My main goal, it's kind of been my goal all season, just to break 100 again. Mm-hmm. I only did it once this year, and I feel like state, I think I kind of, it's kind of my goal that I've set for myself, but yeah.
And it's nice to have Capri along with you guys, teammates and everything. It's going to be nice to have somebody else out there with you.
Yeah, it's going to be super awesome. I love Capri, and she's very positive about everything and just great teammate, great friend. So it'll be really fun.
And I know the team didn't get down there this year, which is kind of disappointing, but next year you got a lot of these girls back. You guys, next year, it's like we're going to get the whole bunch going, right?
Yeah, I'm very excited for next year even more. I mean, I think that next year we're going to even – we're the whole team's going next year because we're going to be good.
Yeah. How'd you do at Monument Shadows the first time? How was your game?
I did all right. I think I ended up shooting a 107, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't my best. I shot better at the practice round, but that's usually how it goes.
So knock some strokes off, get below 100. That's kind of the goal right now.
Yes, for sure.
Good to talk a little Bison golf. Head coach Carol Brown and Capri Luba Jr. and freshman Haley Smalley. Bob, I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. Uh-huh. It's a great thing to make a state meet. Especially as a freshman. So I don't care what anybody says. That's a great accomplishment by Haley.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. No, again, you get a chance to go. You never know if you'll get another chance to go.
Yeah.
And just to have the experience is just monumental. Again, as the ladies try to improve over the course of the next few seasons and next few years. So, no, it's great experience. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. And, you know, in a twisted way, they can go out there and kind of freewheel it.
Right.
You know, again, they're just going to go out and try and shoot the best scores that they can and try and crack that top 15 and maybe get a medal. So, again, not sure what the weather's supposed to be like. I think it's actually
cooler.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I think it might be a little cooler. So, again, it'll be interesting. That's a nice course out there. Should be in good shape. I know they're happy to have the championship out there. They love having all the other teams come out to see them. But, it should be a very interesting day. Again, as long as there's not a lot of wind or anything else like that, it'll be very tolerable, I'm sure.
Bison volleyball team got to talk about head coach Trevor Hoynes and his team. They give Gothenburg a run for the money and lost a tough five-setter, 15-13 in the fifth.
Yeah, I was up in North Platte last night for their match with Kearney and saw the scores, and I was pretty impressed with the Lady Bison. Their Gothenburg team's that they may not have all the guns that they did from last year, but they're still a quality team, and to take them into five, and again, every set seemed to be a dogfight, it appeared. So, yeah, kudos to them. They got a little confidence, I think, up in Scott's Bluff at that Twin Cities invite and beat a couple of good teams up there as well. So, again, I'm sure just the one thing that, like, all coaches want, just a little more consistency from the Lady Bison. But, again, kudos to them. And, again, they're going to hit the stretch of their season now. And, again, that Southwest Conference tournament's going to be very interesting up in Broken Bow at the end of the regular season.
Bison cross-country teams went up to Valentine. That Coach Sugar and his bunch made a trip up there. The Lady Bison were fourth. The Bison boys were eighth in a very, very tough field. And it's district meet next week. And they have their – get this. They have their districts in Overton next week. There's two districts, I think, going to Overton back-to-back over there. So – according to Tom, I don't think we've ever ran it over 10 before, so it'd be a first for them coming up next week.
Yeah, that's not a golf course I'm familiar with at all, and I assume that's probably where they run it. So, again, very interesting. A little, sometimes kind of fun to do something a little different and everything, so I'm sure Coach Sugaru will expand on that tomorrow at Coach's Coffee Club.
And the Bison boys tennis team, Coach Weimers and his team, finish up the regular season with a home dual win against North Platte yesterday at the Bison tennis courts. They were scheduled to play in the state duels tomorrow. They got some injuries going on and said, we're not going to play because the state meet is next week. Parents come out Tuesday. They want to heal things up, get some rest, work on some things, and get ready for the state meet. So Bison Sports, fall sports is coming down. You know, postseason for a lot of stuff is coming up. It's taking place. Of course, softball is already underway.
Well, exactly right. No, again, the early start for girls golf and softball, so they're into their finals. And again, after tonight, it's amazing to think we only have 2 weeks in the regular season of football left, too. So, again, fall sports, I believe, are the busiest of any season. A total of, I think, six different sports go on during the fall for boys and girls. So, again, a lot of students kind of coming into crunch time here. As we get a little closer to the end of October, we're in the middle here pretty much. End of October is really going to be showtime.
Here we go. It's going to be Ogallala kicking things off as they took the ball to begin the game. And so they will kick it off here. The Bison offense on the field here shortly. Kickoff team would love to see a good return right here. It's going to be a squib kick and picked up by McCook at about the 20. 25. That's Campbell got tripped up about the 26-yard line. No, that wasn't Tristan that time. On the return was Ethan Schmidt. I think Ethan was out of the game earlier, but he's back returning, so that's good to see. First and 10, McCook at the 26-yard line.
Well, I'll tell you, he wasn't too far away from it. There were blockers out here on the side. He could spy that tackler, and there, all of a sudden, you might see a bigger gain here to start the second half. And, boy, Rich, I'm sure that Coach Fetrosky just really tried to impress upon his offense how important it is to have a good drive here, get some more points on the board, and then they can really try and set up that defense.
Trent Riley back at quarterback. H-back is Gabe Roberts in front of him. As pistol look with Tristan Campbell behind Riley. Receivers both sides. Going to be Campbell gets to give right side. Spins his way. Gets hit after a gain of a couple yards. Mark it. Didn't get much. Didn't get much at all. To about the, we'll mark about the 28. Picked up 2 yards. Bring it to second and 8.
Yeah, again, Sawyer Smith on the tackle there. Just a one-man wrecking crew himself. They're solid tackle. And it kept that game to a minimum. They're only a 2-yard pickup. Looked like there was more room out there when he first got the ball.
Our listeners, once again, our friends over KOGA and iHeartRadio with the broadcast tonight as well. Kicks 96.1 or Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel. Twin receivers left with Pullman and also Junker in the slot. And Campbell will go split out wide right. It's that Lee Davidson or that McCorkle. That's Lee Davidson far side. Jet sweep. Now it's going to Riley. Going to keep it. Trenton across the 30, about the 31-yard line. Picked up 3 yards. Fake the jet sweep. Trenton straight ahead. He ran that play earlier in the game and got a pretty good gain out of it. It's going to be third and about 6 yards to go for that first down.
Yeah, critical third down for McCook already to start this third quarter. And really, for the most part, Rich, got to give kudos to the Indian defense, too. They've held their ground pretty well with McCook here in this first half. Or the, to start the second.
So, big third down for the Bison. They have a 7-6 lead early third quarter. Kicks 96-1. Our score update brought to you by MMB Bank.
Welcome, Dano.
Trips left with Riley. Shotgun sets. Third and 5. We'll call it third and 5, third and 6. Riley rolls the pocket. Looking, still looking, still looking. Across the middle. Look at him. Tuck it and run. He's going to be sacked. At the 30-yard line, he lost a yard, or maybe back by the line of scrimmage. It's going to bring a fourth down, and the Bison will have to punt it away.
Yeah, again, just couldn't make a decision. They're initially looking for Tristan Campbell, and him and Trent Riley are talking right now. But again, boy, huge defensive stop for Ogallala. And, of course, if you're a McCook fan, you're starting to cringe a little bit because you have visions of another 6, 8, 10-minute possession by the Indians.
So, first punt of the night for David Hansen. Back inside is 20, about the 16. Smith back deep. Sawyer Smith, also Eden Kane are back deep. It's going to be not a deep kick. Endover in takes a McCook bounce inside the 40, and the spot's about 38. That's pretty good field position for Ogallala. The Indians do their job defensively in that first series, Bob. They hold McCook virtually pretty much a three and out, and they get the ball right back.
Yeah, again, just solid defense there. McCook trying to get the passing game going, just nowhere to go on third down there. And, again, that's just not a place you can take that chance and go for it. So, again, boy, how critical is this stop for the Bison defense, Rich, on this possession?
First and 10, Ogallala. Boy, the way they run their offense, it's just methodical and just everybody in double wings. The fullback Plosh and run Smith, run Novak. And Kane really hasn't run very much. They just, I thought they'd run the quarterback a little bit more, but really haven't done that. Let the other three guys do it. Ball on the far side hash, Bison in type, four-man front. On first and 10, sneaking those linebackers. Toss pitch, Novak, cuts it back in, across the 40, 45, 46-yard line. He picked up 8 yards on first down and brings up his second and short for the Indians offense.
Yeah, again, just a solid little toss pitch to the left side there. And again, Bison, just again, you're engaging those defenders. They just can't make tackles when they're trying to fight off a defensive player blocking them. And again, able to Ogallala will take gains like that all night long.
You know, TJ, if you find one more guy down in your chain gang that's like 6'5", you guys have a pretty good starting five basketball-wise. You know, Daffer's a small guy of the group down there, the shorty. Stick him in a guard. I don't know if he can dribble or not, but you know. Second and short, second and 2. Ball on the far side hash as Kane, motion man. It's me, Novak again, trying to pick his way. And the Bison caught him from behind. Gabe Roberts behind ran around and caught him. It's going to be no gain in the play. and bring up third down.
Yeah, that's exactly what you need to do, too, is come up from behind, tackle him there. Again, just kind of tipped. He's waiting for the line to give him a crack to go through. But, again, Bison got there in time. So, again, critical third down here for McCook.
That's what Coach Brett Bauer has in mind on a third and two. We're under the 10-minute mark. Bison had a chance to get things going. Their offense, the first drive of the third quarter, three and out, punted the ball away. And now Ogallala with good starting position at the 38. And looking to move on third and two. 7-6 Bison lead early third quarter. Motion man will toss it once, going from left to right. Sawyer Smith across midfield got a first down to the Bison 46-yard line. Picked up 10 yards. They'll move the chains again.
Yeah, again, that time no Bison came from behind there. And, again, he picked his way through. And, again, just Coach Bauer just has to be thrilled with the way this offense is able to gain these yards on McCook. And again, you wonder if at some point they're going to go ahead and try and sprint somebody down and open things up. But I don't know. When you're making chunks of yardage, you know, getting 4 and 5 yard gains, I don't know if you need to try anything fancy at this point. And again, I mean, with every first down, you basically caught about 2 more minutes going off the clock, too.
First and 10, Ogallala McCook territory. The Bison 46-yard line, trailing 7-6. Fake the give. It's going to be Kane. He'll keep it this time, trying to get the edge. And the Bison covered it nicely. Ethan Schmidt covered the outside. A little help inside to Hansen. And also that was, who else on the coverage
Ty
down there?
Ty Junker, I think.
Yeah, three red shirts in the area. And it picked up a couple of yards, and the quarterback keeper called it 2nd and 7. That's one of the few times I think Kane has kind of kept the ball on this offensive series.
Yeah, he certainly has less than 5 carries on the night, without a doubt.
7-minute mark here, third quarter, 7-6 Bison lead. Ogallala on 2nd and 7, ball on the near side hash. As Kane under center, motion man with Novak on the toss pitch. Fought blockers, crossed to 40. Did he get inside the, he's about the 40, picked up gain of 3. And it's going to be 3rd and about 4 for the first down. We'll call it 3rd and 4.
Well, and I'm sure we're in 4-down territory now on the other side of the field for Ogallala. So, again, they're just going to be looking to try and at least get a portion, get positive yards there, and then set things up for 4th down if they need to.
Next week, again, making a road trip to Bearcat Stadium in Scotts Bluff. The Bearcats playing a Hastings team. That last check was 6-0 Hastings right before the half. We'll get an update on that here soon. That is always a tough place to play. Coming up next Friday night, 8 p.m. Central Time kickoff. 3rd and 4 for Ogallala. It's going to be tossed right side. Smith this time, and he bounced at about the 36. Boy, he's going to be close to that marker. And they're going to move with the chains. He made 4.5 yards. Got the first down, Bob.
Yeah, again, he's just finding that alley. And really on those pitches on both sides, they're actually doing a little bit of a cutback there and just trying to get an alley for him to run through. And again, 4 yards is all they needed, and they got it.
Boy, the Indians playing one of their best games of the season. There's been a lot of games where, as Coach Bauer said, Coach Petrice said, they've been in early games early, but they've, second half has been their bugaboo, but hasn't been the case so far. 1st and 10, Indians on the move, and the Bison, I think, it's going to be their 3rd offsides call of this game, if I'm not mistaken. Look like Spencer Steinbeck went in the neutral zone a little bit too quickly. That cost him 5 yards.
Yeah, again, now, boy, that just really hurts. 1st and 5 instead of 1st and 10. So, again, Ogallala just salivating at the thought of being able to run this ball. Again, 5.5 minutes to go in this quarter. I mean, this possession alone might burn the whole quarter if they can't stop him.
Neither team has used the timeout in the quarter. They'll spot the ball at the 30-yard line and 1st and 5 now. Double wing look, no walk, and it is no walk. I thought it was no back, but it is no walk, if I'm not mistaken. Smith, left side, Plosh is right behind Kane on 1st and 5. Long count. It's going to be Plosh. If he hops over the pile a little bit to about, to give him maybe 1, maybe 2 yards. Looks like where the official's at here on the near side, maybe 2 yards in the play. And bring up 2nd and 3.
Yeah, that was really just a quick hitter, like I said, just kind of hopped over some linemen there. A head official stepped in, a little conversation with a couple of Bison and a couple of Ogallala players, I think, wanting to make sure things don't get a little too rugged there in the interior line.
So it's 2nd and short. We'll call it 2nd and 4. Didn't get much on the 1st and 5 call. 7-6 Bison lead, third quarter, on its way down to the 4-minute mark. On the toss pitch, right side, Smith cutback is there. with a few. That cutback lanes, they got him an extra 4 or 5 yards, and he is close to the 26. And going to be, I think, a yard shy of the first down, Bob, by at least, it'll be a third and one right here.
Yeah, again, just rinse and repeat. I mean, those toss pitches, both left and right side, has just been so effective. And again, they're able to push the pile. A couple times they have found that alley for bigger gains.
So third and short right here. Definitely, we could think it's two downs to make 1 yard. Cutback lanes have been there for these guys, for Ogallala. A lot of plays. Plash right up near the quarterback. Run the motion. It's going to be no back, no walk. Has it left side. Bolts way in. I think he's got the first down with a marker that's coming in at the 25. He needed one. He got the one. And they'll move the chains first and 10.
Yeah, I think Kane actually kept that ball.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he did. And again, just was able to follow the blockers in and pick up the yard there. So again, as the clock keeps ticking here, very effective drive working for Ogallala right now.
Well, time of possession, no question, is in Ogallala's favor in this one.
Oh, yeah. And number of plays ran is also seriously. You know, Rich, I should ask you. Is this the offense they ran last year?
A little bit, yeah. Oh, okay. They had Rezacks and Gaskins. They were tougher to bring down last year. Really good last year. Kane will keep it. He goes nowhere. Super job, David Hanson. That's on the outside backer that time. Hit him. Might have lost a yard in the play. Bring up second and long.
Yeah, again, smother there. Oliver Corbett in on the tackle as well there. Again, nice defensive play by the Bison there.
Yeah, Bison needs to stop right here. Make it third long situation. It's second and long right now. But it's been too many third and twos, third and threes so many times.
Right. Again, this is one time, one of the few times Ogallala's been behind the sticks at second and 10.
Our people back in the Ogallala area, News Radio 930 KOGA, Heart Radio on the broadcast once again. We're on a Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel as well, Kicks 96.1. Second Friday night of high school football. We got timeout on the field. Somebody burned a timeout. It's going to be Ogallala. We're back in 1 minute next.
Service after the sale at Wagner Ford Toyota.
Wouldn't it be nice to do some business in the kind of place where people care?
For all your service needs, stop in and see us at Wagner Ford Toyota. Here you'll get both superior technical service and personal attention from our factory-trained technicians. They're here to make sure your vehicle is fixed right. We'll keep you happy long after you purchase a vehicle from us. Trust Wagner Ford Toyota in downtown McCook, the dealer that makes the difference.
Yes, it's very nice.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Rich, Bob, and Carl back here at Wyland Field. It's second and 10. Bison, it's Ogallala burning their first timeout. Bison have all three. Second and 10. Ball right smack dab between the hashes for Ogallala on the move at the Bison 24-yard line. Kane, it's going to be in the toss pitch. Sawyer Smith picking his way, finding some holes, spins his way across the 20 to about the 19. Pick up a 5 yards in the play. And this brings up a third and 5.
Yeah, again, boy, big play for the Indians there to get that 5 yards. Now you're looking at maybe two plays just to get 5 yards as opposed to having a third down and 10 or even more. So, again, Bison really got to hold them here.
The offensive line for Ogallala is done. Well, yeah. Done what they've been asked tonight.
Yeah, I mean, both teams are going to have players that are going to be awful tired here. Again, this has been a pretty physical game up front there on the line.
On third and 6, we'll call it about the 20-yard line. Kane under center. In tight. Fake the give. It's going to be a wide. Novak looking outside. I see a late flag coming in. I did not. So, boy, Kane fooled me. I thought he had a bootleg. He was coming to the near side. They went wide side of the sweep. And they got another first down the far side of the field.
Oh, wow. He out-sprinted him to the corner there. Nowak there with the Ken. There's only a couple Bison out there. And, again, that's where those wide plays have really just – Ogallala's called those at just the right opportunities there. Because, again, Bison have gotten strung out trying to chase down these running backs.
Might have been a beanbag I saw fly through the air that time. What the officials like to do, it's going to be a first and 10 McCook, or first and 10 Ogallala at the Bison 12-yard line. As we're approaching 1 minute left, third quarter, ball on the far side hash. Kane under center. Novak in motion, going to counter. It's going to be inside of Plash. He got away inside the five. He didn't know for the touchdown. 12-yard touchdown. They run the fullback. He really does a great job, Kane, of Lacey. Fakes me out a lot of time. A Plash on a dive play through the pile that time from 12 yards out. And the Indians got the lead.
Yeah, again, just like I referenced before, it's like a cork popping out of a bottle all of a sudden out of there. And again, just that last dive to get into the end zone. And again, Bison, just no answers, just not able to wrap up. Really just, you're used to seeing a lot more plays where just there's good, solid tackles. And Bison, just they're not able to line these players up and get them. It's been just kind of a gang tackle when it's happened.
Big two-point conversion, Bob, right here, right, to make it a touchdown game. 12-7 going for two. They missed the first time. And got a pop pass and threw it at the feet of the tight end that time. Not even close. Looking to Jacob Fanning. Extra point is no good. It's 12-7. Ogallala back at the Bison kickoff, or the Ogallala kickoff in 1 minute.
Getting a little hot under the collar? Well, under your roof. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard want to keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. Call Veteran HVAC 737-5292 and ask about the great deals on new American Standard AC units. Or maybe your current system needs a little work? Call Veteran HVAC and ask about service calls and service plans. Veteran Heating and Air and American Standard, helping you keep your cool. Call today 737-5292 or visit veteranhvac.com.
Taylor is living the Renza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Renza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Renza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Renza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Renza makes it all better.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Back into McCook Wyland Field, Rich, Bob, and Carl. It's 12-7 Ogallala, Bob, as they score on, again, a drive. Everything pretty much on the ground results in a 12-yard Plash. His second run, touchdown run of the night. Missed the extra point, but the Indians got the lead.
Yeah, again, what can you say? I mean, it's just been very effective, very efficient. Surgical precision going down the field there for the Indians. And, again, Bison just not able to find a way to stop that running attack.
Kickoff and the return, kind of a short kick. McCook picks on the hop down in just past the 40, about the 42-yard line. Good starting position that time. It's a trip Riley on the return that time. Bison got it in good shape, 43-yard line. That's great starting position right there.
Yeah, again, boy, they're just absolutely not going to kick that ball anywhere close to the deep receivers for McCook. Been okay so far, McCook, but this is the worst field position Ogallala's given up with that kind of pooch kick.
We're going to have a couple more plays, and we're almost at the end of the third quarter to see what McCook can do offensively. Go pistol look. No, actually go I pro set back in that I set with Lee Davidson back in the fullback with Campbell. Receivers both sides. A tight end on the right side. It's going to play action. Riley looking down in the middle of the field. Got a wide open Gabe Roberts down to about the 35, 33-yard line. Tight end release that time, Bob. And a nice pass and catch Riley to Gabe Roberts and the Bison are in business.
Yeah, really caught him off guard there. Really nice touch on the play, too, by Trent Riley. And, again, Gabe Roberts sure-handed there. Boy, would have liked to have seen him get a few more yards after the catch. Had to adjust a little bit for the throw. But, again, big play for the Bison. Definitely on the move now at the Ogallala 33.
Maybe one more play to end the quarter. Possibly back in the I pro set, ball on the far side hash. Davidson, Campbell behind Riley. First and 10 of the Ogallala 33-yard line. Isolation, Campbell 30 inside the 30, about the 29-yard line. Gain of 4 in the play. This will bring up 2nd and 6.
And that probably will do it for the quarter there again. Just positive yards for the Bison.
I don't think we're going to run into the play. It's 7. It's 12-7 Ogallala. We're good to go. Just better make sure here. Make sure. They're going to let the same. We're back. John, better just keep it in tight. They're coming to line of scrimmage. 6 down to 5. 4, 3. Nope, they're not going to get off. After 3, it's 12-7 Ogallala. We're back to Wyland Field in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Danny with Tobias Dental Care. Have you been told that you need a root canal or an extraction and that you'll have to go out of town to have it done? Dr. Tobias has been doing these procedures for over 25 years, and he may be able to save you from the inconvenience of having to travel out of town. Call us today at 345-1510 or stop by and make an appointment at 411 West 5th Street in McCook. And remember, at Tobias Dental Care, we make it easy for you to smile.
Hot Tub Brokers in McCook is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. They invite you to stop in and see all the new hot tubs and make your yard into a vacation destination. Finance it available. Also, a large selection of chemicals and accessories at Hot Tub Brokers in McCook.
Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard. Hot Tub Brokers, experience a better backyard.
Wyland Field, fourth quarter. Rich, Bob, and Carl, 12 minutes on the clock. Bob, Bison on the move. Need a score. They get the touchdown. They'll take the lead right back.
Exactly, yeah. That's, again, don't have to worry about the extra point in this case if they are able to get a touchdown. Again, great opening pass play on start that drive.
Split backs with Schmidt and Davidson behind Ryland. They'll run the option far side lead. Davidson on the give to about the, it looks about the 25-yard line. Pick up a gain of four on the play for Lee. Sophomore fullback brings up second and six. Actually, no, about second and four, right? Or third down, sorry, missed it. Third and four right here.
Yeah, again, Bison certainly don't mind taking some time off the clock, too, on this particular drive, even though they only got about 25 more yards to go. So, again, it seems like I've said this 1,000 times on defense and or on offense, big third down play for the Bison.
Probably, again, a four-down territory, two downs to make 4 yards right here. Shotgun set with Schmidt and Davidson and Riley, and we have timeout. Somebody called Bison burn their first timeout on a third and four, trailing 12-7. Quick 30-second break. Back with more of McCook Ogallala football in just a moment.
Ever feel like you're playing bumper cars on the lot, trying to find the perfect ride? At Devaney Motors, it's a smooth drive to your dream machine. Whether you're eyeing a rugged new Ram, a journey-ready Jeep, or the buzz-worthy new Hornet, we've got the keys to your next adventure. Devaney's got it. Get your drive on. Cruise east on B Street in McCook or navigate to DevaneyChryslerJeepDodge.com. Devaney Motors, where the journey begins.
Two 11-16 left, fourth quarter, as the Bison burn their first timeout. Both teams have two timeouts left. Big third and four for the Bison offense. Come out of the timeout. They'll come out with, again, Schmidt and also Davidson. Split back look with Trent Riley under center. Gabe Roberts, the tight end on the right. And it's Alex Landry, our pregame guest, out to the right. One lone wideout. And run the option near side. Schmidt, and boy, he got hit hard. Line of scrimmage. Did he get the necessary yards? I think he's short. Just across the 25. Needed four, and I think he got about three, maybe three and a half, could be fourth, and short right here, Bob.
Yeah, again, boy, Ogallala really keyed in on that one there, stuffed the line, and again, just allowed nothing there. So do I dare say it's a big fourth down play here?
Why no Tristan Campbell? I mean, because he's not a wideout, and he hasn't been in on this last couple of snaps. So is he looking across the far side? Is he hurt? They got power set. They got an extra back. And I think McCorkle's in there. And it's going to be Schmidt straight ahead. Ethan, I think he's got the ball at the 20-yard line.
He had a little roll there.
Yeah.
So they're going to mark him.
Yeah, he got the first down by clear yard and a half or so. Landry brings in the play from the sidelines. Bison got a new set of down, first and 10 at the 20.
Yeah, Alex Landry been very quiet tonight. Not a lot of chances for him after that Hastings game.
Alex, in our pregame, he's graduated midterm. Yeah.
Didn't you do that?
No way, not a chance.
That's a fifth-year senior in high school.
Back to the I-Pro set. Twin receivers to the far side. Riley, it's faked. It's on an I-Pro set. Got to play action, looking downfield off the backside foot. He's looking toward the end zone, and incomplete.
Yeah,
and a flag's coming in. They're going to call pass interference. You would think defensive pass interference right here.
Well, it's big time face guarding is the way it looked to me on that. Again, receiver was behind the defender, and defender kind of, he wasn't playing the ball. So face guarding.
How many times has McCook looked at Miles Pullman in that corner of the end zone?
The darkest corner.
Yeah, the darkest corner of the end zone. And Trenton off the have his back foot on play action that time, and they're going to get a new fresh set of downs in this one again. Move the ball a little bit closer.
Boy, big call for the Bison there. Yeah, I can't argue with that call. It's just, again, defender was beaten there, and again, just kind of raised his arms up and just did not give the offensive player any chance to get the ball.
Tristan Campbell, I can see him over there. He's about the 43-yard line.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
got some I don't think he's feeling too good right now. He must have got dinged up a little bit.
Yeah, he's walking pretty gingerly.
Yeah, so that's the reason why we're seeing more Ethan Schmidt in there in this last couple of snaps here. Schmidt and also Davidson, right and left of Riley. Shotgun set, first and 10 at the 10-yard line. I don't know if he can get a first down without scoring or not. It's going to be Schmidt on the give, and he's going nowhere. He got wrapped up, hit line of scrimmage. They wrapped him, but spun him backwards. Probably got back to by the original line of scrimmage. Bring up second down.
Yeah, first player to meet him, too, was Sawyer Smith. Spun him around there. Just great anticipation by him. And, again, he kept the game to a minimum.
Bison need to score to take the lead. Trailing 12-7, 9:30 left. Clock running here in the fourth quarter. Ogallala looking for their second win of the season. Bison trying to recover after a tough loss against Hastings here last week. Shotgun set for Riley, and Lee Davidson standing right next to him. Motion man is Landry to the far side. Pullman split out wide right. Riley will look. Fade, run the fade route to Pullman. He got separation, and he got it for a touchdown. I do believe, yes, they got the touchdown from 10 yards out. Trent Riley, as the cannon goes off again to Miles Pullman. That was a good play call.
Yeah,
I like it.
Absolutely. No, he had height. Height advantage on the defender there, one-on-one coverage in the corner of the end zone, and Trent Riley put the ball high in the air there so he could reach up and grab it, and again, kept control all the way to the ground. So again, boy, big touchdown for the Bison.
No question. Gunner caps on for the extra point. Trip Riley will hold it as the Bison once again take the lead 13-12 at 9:05 left in this fourth quarter. Kick's going to be on the way, and a Horizon Bank touchdown added with the extra points. 14-12, we're back with the kickoff in 1 minute.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
Do you hear it? You don't? Well, I do. It's your lawn crying for food. Head to D&S Hardware in McCook and grab all the food for your lawn. D&S has ultimate fertilizer. It's made specifically for your yard in this part of the country. Fertilizing it now will give your lawn the power it needs to survive the up-and-coming winter months. Also, it's still not too late to kill weeds and put pre-emergent to prevent weed growth in the spring. Feed your lawn now by heading to D&S Hardware on the corner of West 8th and C in McCook.
Rich, Bob, Carl back here at Wyland Field. Bob, nice series of McCook. That time ran the ball well. Got the defensive pass interference was a big key. Get him closer and a 10-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, again, really nice touch by Trent Riley on that pass. Put it where the only player that could make the play on the ball was the McCook player. And again, Miles Pullman, a little rebounding there in the corner
yeah.
of the end. You know, went high for the ball and brought her down in the corner of the end zone. So again, Bryson, but again, out of the frying pan, into the fire, I think. Ogallala's offense getting ready to come back on the field.
On the kick return, 25-30, 35, not a bad return, about the 35-yard line. First and 10 Indians as their drive starts at 8:58 left. And again, they just need a field goal to take the lead, not a touchdown.
Right, not sure if that's possible or in their arsenal of weapons, a field goal kicker. But again, just can't say it enough how critical it is for the Bison just to get a couple of negative plays. I mean, negative yard plays there. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, tackles for losses, I can only remember one for sure and maybe one other play where the Bison have been able to, hold Ogallala to negative yardage.
Indians come out with Eden Kane, their quarterback. Sawyer Smith, one left wing, and then on the right side is Nowak. Plosh is their fullback. That's been those guys the entire night. Well, Nowak, I think from the right side, dives way ahead. He's close to the 39, maybe the 40-yard line. It's going to be a gain of at least 5 yards on first down. Bring up second and five.
Yeah, again, solid, just solid gain on first down. And again, Bison just really hard to get any penetration. And again, for those just listening and not seeing on YouTube, I mean, these linemen are literally heel to heel when they line up. I mean, there was no room in between the offensive linemen and Bison, just not able to get any penetration to try and get some negative yardage plays.
Got 189 people on the Kicks 96.1 YouTube channel tonight. We appreciate that. Watching this close game, 14-12 Bison here in the fourth quarter. They'll bring Nowak again, I do believe, across the 40-41-yard line. Picked up a couple of yards. Still going to be shy of the first down by about a couple of yards. Big third and looks like third and three. Third and two, third and long two, a short three right here.
Yeah, again, this is not the situation, I'm sure. But, again, you just wonder, too, if Ogallala is going to slip somebody behind, try and get someone behind the Bison defenders and have one of those, again, pop passes or just kind of a fade pass. But, again, Bison got to stand tall here on third down.
Third and three at the Ogallala 43-yard line, it looks like. Can the Indians move the chains here with 7:40 left, trailing 14-12? Motion man on the near side. Nowak will stop, go back, stance on that right side wing. Smith on the toss, going right, dives way ahead, and going to be close. Looks like the official here in front of us is going to mark it just over the 45 and enough for a first down.
Yeah, boy, again, just barely, but that was good enough. You know, the danger here, too, Rich, is Ogallala has held the ball for drives of 8 minutes a couple different times tonight. And, again, so it's 7:21. You think, well, that's plenty of time. But, you know, again, the way they've been going down the field here, they could burn the entire rest of the clock on this drive.
Fresh set it out. First and 10, Ogallala just crossed the 45-yard line. Coming up on 7 minutes left, 14-12. Bites to the lead ball on the far side hash. Bring motion man. Go inside Plush. Boy, look at the pile. Hook sneaked away across midfield about the 48-yard line. All of a sudden, we saw all this glob of white and red shirts, and all of a sudden, somebody came out the backside again. It looks like a gain of about, give him five, bring up second and five.
Exactly right. That's that rugby scrum play as well. Again, just kind of lean to the right a little bit. And again, if you can't, you're just not able to get a good shot at the running back, the Bison defenders there. Again, they're being tied up, you know, by the Ogallala blockers. And again, you just can't get a good, you know, wrap job on those runners.
Second and five just crossed in the Bison territory. The Bison 49-yard line. Ball on the far side hash again on second and five. It's going to be Nowak. Finds a crease, 45 min, and just across the 43, 42. He's got enough for a first down.
Yeah.
On that pitch, he just comes, slides away at the top of that, behind that fullback, and just kind of looks and pieces away and then sprint ahead and takes off and he gets the first down.
Yeah, he decides where to make the cut. You know, and again, sometimes it develops for him. Other times he has to kind of wait and see and then make a move. But again, it's just, I'd be curious, their biggest running play, I don't know if they have a running play over 10 yards.
Right.
But again, when you're getting fives and sevens and eights at a time, that's good enough.
First and 10, Ogallala, the Bison, 43-yard line. We're under 6 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. It'll be Nowak again, and this time nowhere to go. Bison stuffing, they got a little help, redshirt from behind. Looked like that was at Hanson that time, 62 got him from behind. It's going to be pretty much no gain. They're going to give him one, bring up second and nine.
Yeah, again, much better there. Penetration on the left side of the Bison defensive line, able to chase down the runner.
Second and nine. We're approaching 5 minutes left. Both teams, two timeouts. Bison with a two-point lead, 14-12, getting late in its fourth quarter. Ball smack dab between the hashes. As Smith on the toss right side and trying to keep those legs churning, but he got wrapped up. They're going to dive about the 40, 41-yard line. Only picked up about 1 or 2 yards in the play. Big third and long right here for the Ogallala offense.
Yeah, third and eight for the Indians here. And again, certainly within four down territory at this point with only 4:55 left going in the game. Critical stop here on third down. But again, you're going to have to stop them for at least two plays here the way things are going.
Eden Kane and Coach Bauer talking briefly as he runs back to the huddle. About 15 on the play clock. Have not had a delay of game tonight on either team. Haven't had a flag in a while, which is kind of nice. Third and 7 on the touch. Sawyer Smith, right side, buys the bottle up. Nice job on third and 7. The bottom of the right side. He maybe picked up a yard, and that's about it. Bring up 4th and 6 right here, Bob.
Yeah, back-to-back really nice plays by the defensive line of the Bison. They're held their ground. And, again, now, you know, the way things are looking, this could be critical to the ball game here. If Ogallala doesn't get this first down, Bison might be able to run the clock out themselves.
Wonder if Coach Bowers is just kind of, I thought maybe he might wait. He's got 2 timeouts to burn. Doesn't want to use him just yet.
Yeah, he's staring at the play clock, though.
3:57 left as Indians rush up line of scrimmage. Got 9 seconds. Got plenty of time. 4th and 7. Trying to draw him off a little bit. Yeah, and they are trying to draw him off. And Coach Bauer gets a timeout right here on the sidelines. The play clock was at 1. Timeout. 4th and 7 for the Indians. We come back in 30 seconds on Kicks 96.1 and News Radio 930 KOGA.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
Rich, Bob, and Carl back here at Wyland Field. We're down to the final 3:44 on the clock, and a final. This could be the final shot for Ogallala right here on 4th and 7. Bob, they just need 7 yards to keep the chains moving. Fresh set of downs. As you said, if Bison stop right here, that might be the could be the ball game. Ogallala just has just 1 timeout now.
Exactly. No, again, Indian offense just does not, you know, lend itself to explosive plays. So even if the Bison aren't able to run out the clock, certainly going to be able to pin Ogallala on their side of the field and make things double tough to get in there to get that go-ahead score.
It's Coach Bauer. His troops are ready to go. They'll come out passing formation. They did that a couple of times. Not many times. Trips left. 1 wide out to the far side. Shotgun set for Kane. And Nowak will go to the right of him in that shotgun set against a Bison. 3-man front. Russian 3, dropping 8. Kane will throw in 4th and long. Looking out of the pockets. Still looking. Tiller on his horse trying to push him out of bounds. Throws it up. It's going to be incomplete. Went over the head of the receiver downfield, and that was Jacob Fanning as Trey Tiller was running toward the sideline, trying to reach him, put the pressure on. The Bison will take over.
Boy, huge play, and again, Ogallala just really nobody open there. Good defensive stand by the Bison, and went back. I bet the linemen were just salivating to know that they could rush the passer for a play.
Yeah.
So again, huge stop for the Bison, and again, 3.5 minutes to go in this game, and again, boy, a couple of first downs would make it really tough for the Indians right now.
You're telling, I know the Bison coach is telling us, guys, we have got to take care of the football. Do not turn the ball over. Hopefully run the ball. Run the, make them use timeouts and get some first downs and call it good.
Yeah, Ogallala, only one timeout left. So, again, 2 first downs would probably do it for McCook.
It's Ethan Schmidt back there. No Tristan Campbell in there as Ethan will get the call. He's met line of scrimmage going nowhere. No gain in the play. And brings up 2nd and 10.
Yeah, Bison content to let the clock run on that. But, again, you'd sure like to see positive yardage on first down.
3:17 left. So I know Ogallala's holding out hope. They can get 2nd to 3rd and call a timeout on 4th down to stop the clock. They would get the ball. Not a lot of time, but they get the ball back with some time. But yeah, could need some first downs.
Exactly. Bison really want to manage the play clock, too. No need to snap it before at least 5-4 seconds.
I'd like to see us go back to the I formation. I just, with the fullback, just see what we can do there. We'll go shotgun set, pistol look. It's going to be Ethan Schmidt. Broke a few tackles. First wave got through about the 42-43-yard line. Picked up 3 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 7 right here from McCook.
Yeah, ball security, name of the game there for Ethan Schmidt. Really had his head down, just kind of squirted through there a little bit. Might have been able to pick up a couple more yards. But, again, Bison here. And, again, your theory's right, Rich. I'm sure Coach Bauer saving that timeout for the result of this play. I don't think the Bison want to throw it.
When we get up the line of scrimmage, it'll be close to the 2-minute mark. It's a 14-12 Bison lead here in the 4th quarter.
Yeah, again, one first down might be enough to do it.
twin receivers on the far side. Gabe Roberts, the H-back here on the right side. He'll swing and go in motion to the far side. Pistol look once again to Schmidt and Riley. It's Riley. We'll give it off Schmidt. Ethan straight ahead, 45. He doves in about the 48 to pick up five, but it's going to be shy of the first down. And now Ogallala will not burn the timeout yet. They're going to let that clock run. And now Coach Bauer kind of lets some seconds, precious seconds, could have went by. It's a minute 49. He'll stop the clock.
Yeah, kind of strange. I mean, the umpire, or the fielder, the side judge was right next to him, and he kind of waited a few seconds there. It was kind of strange.
Fourth and two. We'll take a quick 30-second break back to Wyland Field in just a moment.
In this ever-changing financial world, there's one bank you can always count on. That's Horizon Bank. They make changing banks a breeze. Visit them at 312 West 1st Street, and their great team will help switch over all of your ACH, bill pay, and online banking services to Horizon Bank's easy-to-use products. They guarantee you will receive the greatest customer service possible from their staff. So what are you waiting for? Head on down to Horizon Bank. Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Back into Wyland Field, a minute 49 left. McCook with a 14-12 lead late in this fourth quarter, Bob. It's a fourth and two for the Bison offense. You would think they're going to kick this thing away. But I see the offense staying on the field right here.
That's exactly. I wonder if they're going to try and draw them offsides possibly.
Yeah. They'll come out power set. Power look, two tight ends. Poke up on one side. Gabe Roberts the other side. Davidson and Callum McCorkle in there. Schmitz. Ball on the far side hash on fourth and short. Trying to get Ogallala to twitch. They got him twitch, but not enough. No contact in there. Bison have two timeouts to burn. The play clock's down to, did they get the timeouts? No, they didn't. They're going to take the five-yard penalty and punt it and save the timeouts. Okay. Interesting move right there.
Yeah, timeout was granted. No penalty.
Oh, they no penalty.
Yeah, no penalty on the play. But, you know, that's interesting, Rich. I mean, you're right. No contact by the defensive line. But I thought one of the players definitely had their helmet in the neutral zone. And I think that's all you need in high school is if you break the neutral zone, I think that's enough for the penalty.
Other Class B scores, we have Seward over Blair. That's been a battle. 14-13. Blue Jays up in that one. Gehring over Lexington in 26-14. York with a 7-0 lead over Northwest. Low-scoring game. Crete over Northwest. Lincoln Northwest 34-7. Norris over Beatrice 31-0. Scotts Bluff 27-6 over Hastings now. That game has gone out of hand in the second half.
Yeah, boy, Bearcats are tough.
They are awfully good, and we'll see them once again next week.
Punt upcoming.
32-0, Hitchcock County over Maywood Hayes Center. That game on 103.9, the Hawk. Hanson's kick, and boy, and that was Miles Pullman who kicked that for the first time since, I think, game one. As returnable, 15, 20, 25, knocked out of bounds at about the 27-yard line. Yeah, I haven't saw Miles kick something in game one. He got hurt, and then Hanson's been the kicker for all this time, but Miles just about got a block back here.
Well, I said Colby Nowak came through and, very frankly, was about a fingernail or two away from blocking that punt, which would have been an absolute disaster for the Bison. So, again, Ogallala's got, looks like about 70-plus yards to go here.
They have got to throw the ball.
Yeah, they're going to have, and again, this, in a twisted way, Rich, this is going to be probably more comfortable for the Bison to be in their regular base defense.
Trips left, one to the far side of the field, four wide set. Kane shotgun set. Bison rushing three, bringing an outside blitz as well. Screen here near side complete. And to about the 27-yard line. Actually, didn't even make it. No, 27, 28-yard line, no gain in the play.
Yeah, I said better off having that pass just go incomplete because now the clock keeps running. And, again, for a one-yard loss, actually, on that play. So, again, Ogallala. Boy, this is probably not something they're real comfortable doing, Rich.
They go trips right this time. One receiver to the near side, and Kane. Nowak will stay right to his left backfield and second and long. Approaching 1 minute left, looking to throw. Complete here near side. Bison just went a tackle. And, boy, McCorkle did just that on the reception that time. Trenton Northrup here near side. Didn't pick up much. He picked up about 3 yards, bring up third and about seven.
Yeah, again, Ty Junker in on the tackle as well there. And again, boy, that's what you want to do. You want to keep him in the center of the field as much as possible. And again, clock running, only 40 seconds left.
So trips to the near right of us, to one of the far side of the field, four wide set, 35 seconds left, third and seven, Ogallala. Kane will throw, looking, still looking toward the sidelines. Going to be out of bounds, looking for Sawyer Smith at about the 40. Would have been enough for a first down. As it was Junker on the pressure again for the Bison. This will bring up fourth down. Well, win or lose, I know Coach Bauer's got to be proud of his team. I mean, not a lot of numbers. These guys are playing, a lot of these guys are playing every down.
Right.
Every down out there.
I've been impressed the way they've ran the offense,
yeah.
Rich. I mean, this has really been a dogfight there in the middle. And, again, they just couldn't have executed their game plan any better, I'm sure.
And Coach Petroski, I'm sure proud of his kid as well. They knew we're in a battle with this Ogallala team, and looks like they're one down away from winning it. As Kane will throw, deep ball downfield. He overthrew the receiver by a bunch. McCook will take over first and 10 back at the 31-yard line.
Yep, going to have to run one play.
We got a ball game done before 9 o'clock tonight. Wow.
Shocking.
Unbelievable.
But again, I mean, each team has had only a handful of possessions all night.
So the Bison, big win. Big win right here as they get ready to wrap up the regular season at Scotts Bluff. That's going to be a handful against the Bearcats next week and an 8 o'clock kickoff time. And then wrap things up in 2 weeks with Lexington in town. Bison will take a knee. Going to be interesting with Tristan Campbell. He didn't play a lot here in the second half and what the status of his availability is for next week. Trenton Riley takes a knee, and that's going to do it because Ogallala has not had any timeouts left. Bison is going to win this one 14-12. Our Wagner Chevy postgame, our runs a player of the game. We will get to all that coming up here after the break. We'll take a two-minute break. Stations, two-minute break after the two-minute break here from Wyland Field.
Expecting a new addition to your family, McCook Clinic understands that pregnancy is a journey filled with excitement, anticipation, and sometimes a bit of anxiety. Our dedicated team of healthcare professionals at McCook Clinic are here to support you every step of the way. From prenatal visits to the big day, you'll get compassionate and personalized care tailored to you. At McCook Clinic, get comprehensive OB care services that ensure a safe and comfortable experience for you and your baby. Trust McCook Clinic with your precious journey because every baby deserves the best start in life, and every parent deserves peace of mind. Visit McCookClinic.com or call 308-344-4110 to schedule your appointment today. McCook Clinic, where your family's health comes first.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
No matter the outcome of the game, this high five is brought to you by York and Party Electric. Heating and cooling, your local York dealer in McCook. Whether the temp's fourth and long or first and goal, total comfort in your home or business is always a touchdown. Party Electric's foundation consists of efficient, reliable, and cost-effective electrical, heating, air conditioning, and indoor quality products from York. Party Electric, heating and cooling, proud to be your local York dealer in McCook. Give them a call at 345-1660. Find them on Facebook.
Refreshing news! Vols Plumbing and Heating, your Carrier dealer in McCook, can keep you cool as a cucumber this summer. They can! Carrier's Infinity Series Central Air Conditioner with Green Speed Intelligence offers refined cooling, steady comfort, energy efficiency, and exceedingly quiet, cool performance. And each passes a legendary Carrier 100% run testing for quality and reliability. Learn more about Carrier Air Conditioning at Vols Plumbing and Heating, 1005 East C Street in McCook, keeping you chilled this summer.
The post-game show is brought to you by your friends at Wagner Chevrolet. Wagner Chevrolet is a proud sponsor of Bison Sports. Wagner Chevrolet, located on the corner of East 1st and B in downtown.
Wagner Chevy post-game. CBS Era Kicks 96.1, and we thanks Corey Anderson, all the great folks up at the KOGA and iHeartRadio for joining in tonight as well. Ogallala gave it a shot, Bob. They fall to 1-6, unfortunately, but I'm sure, as we said, Coach Bauer, proud of his kid. 14-12, what a This was a tough one for the Bison to play in tonight and win out.
Oh, absolutely correct. No, again, Ogallala came in with a great offensive game plan, ran it to perfection. Like we said, just minimized the possessions of the game. And I mean, they had a chance in the fourth quarter, had the ball with a chance to go down and try and get that go-ahead score. And just Bison defense finally rose to the occasion there and were able to stop him. It was Coach Joe marches up the stairs.
We're going to give the Renza player of the game, Miles Pullman,
yeah,
the game-winning catch.
Heck of a catch there,
yeah,
in the corner of the end zone. Proved to be the winning score for,
yeah,
the Bison. So congrats to him and to the Bison. And everybody's kind of having a collective sigh of relief,
exactly,
I believe.
Exactly right. We will see you next time, okay?
And looking forward to it the rest of the season. Good luck next week in Scottsboro.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring on Coach Petrosky and get him on the horn here. Well, you weren't a kidding, Coach, when you talked about pregame, that the double wing look, and boy, methodical, and it's just take time on the clock, and it's you faced it before. It's nothing new to you, but it's tough to stop at times, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's just ball control offense, and you know, hats off to Ogallala, man. They just came out, and no shocker. I mean, we knew it was going to be a tough game. You can't look at the records. You got to be able to go out there and understand that everybody's coming out to play, and our guys bowed our necks in the biggest moments of the game. And, you know, we didn't have the ball a lot on offense, but when we did, we took advantage of it. Trent threw the ball amazing. Miles made a huge catch there right at the end there. And then, obviously, Tristan in the first half made a big catch. So Trent Riley's arm did a phenomenal job tonight, and those guys catching it.
Exactly right. Hope, cross and fingers, Tristan didn't play a lot for you the second half. Cross and fingers, it's nothing serious on that.
Yeah, he just kind of had a hip, and we shut him down for the rest of the game, and we'll evaluate it and hope he wanted to go back in the game. We just felt it was necessary, talking with the medical people, mm-hmm, that it probably would be best to shut him down and evaluate it, and so that's what we're going to do. We'll be optimistic that he'll be ready for Scottsbluff next week.
Bearcats last check, it was a close game early with Hastings, but they had pulled away. It was 27-6 last check, and Bearcat Stadium, you know that from playing and coaching up there, always a great scene when the Bearcats and the Bison get together.
Yeah, it's been a long story, you know, game for a long time, and we'll be on the road up there, and we're going to get a lot of the same thing that we saw tonight, and so, you know, it gives us an opportunity to get in the film room and see some things that we need to improve on and get ourselves ready for Scottsbluff, which is going to be a huge game, and we'll be excited to go out there next Friday.
Thanks, big guy. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks, Rich.
You betcha. Head coach Joe Petrosky. We'll go over this game a lot more coming up again on our Coach's Coffee Club program, Embers Bakery and the Cafe. Thanks to Carl Raymond, running the camera as always tonight. Bob joining me on the broadcast. And don't forget, Lady Bison softball tomorrow. Sam Knoll, I know, is down in Kansas working a game down in Stockton, Kansas. Hopefully he doesn't throw his lungs out tonight with that one. He's got plenty in the tank for Lady Bison softball. 1:45 of the pregame tomorrow. 2 o'clock start time, McCook and Scottsbluff in the best of three series. That's going to be a great atmosphere. The crowd over there for that one, I have a feeling, is going to be amazing tomorrow. To greet McCook fans, the team tomorrow. They had an incredible turnout for the sub-district games, and I have a feeling on Saturday they're going to have even more. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to Bison Football on Kix 96.1 and the Kix 96.1 YouTube channel.